That was real. Guaranteed. Like that Fargo, how about that?
Well, another like a guaranteed fart to start the show.
That just came in across the phone line too. Thanks. Nice timing.
Brandon seemed to be almost complaining that no one had called in a fart at 209-66 boner.
No, I'm glad that they have been emailing them instead. Better quality.
I think somebody included a rub and tug story to go along with Robert Kraft. That's not a bad topic. Yeah. Anybody has a good rub and tug story?
they're out there.
Oh yeah, they're out there.
Anyway, is really funny. You'll hear it in the montage.
We're at the in the deals in the D.com studios. What's poppin'? It's the Monday show. There's much to break down, but first I'm just going to mention I went to Chicago for the weekend as my dad's lady friend, his surviving lady friend, and her daughter Pam were there. And my sisters and my nephew and my niece and her two daughters. It was quite a get-together.
Family reunion.
Yeah, it was. We were missing a few people. Charlie wimped out. Allegedly was sick. Very dubious.
Really?
He didn't feel good. It just sounded...
What I don't time think it was. Is he hurting?
I don't think it was a Napoleon, I don't feel good. I think he just didn't feel like coming.
Oh, that's interesting.
He was under suspicion immediately for faking.
Huh. Okay.
Because he didn't want to drive over from Chicago, but I don't know. I'm going to take Charlie at his word. But it's still questionable. Anyway, I listened to Rogan on the way home.
Oh, yeah?
And Joe Rogan is like the number one podcast, isn't
it? Was it the episode with Alex Jones?
You know, I kind of wanted to listen to that.
Because there's a big beef between the two.
Oh, there is?
Oh, a major beef.
Wait, a beef?
Yeah, I think it is officially classified as a beef.
I don't know why. Anytime I hear the word beef,
pretty stupid, I know.
It sounds so dumb. And by the way, adults having beefs. Doesn't that sound ridiculous? Like, I don't know.
It sounds childish.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm kind of retarded.
Nice one, Alex.
What is the beef?
I got to look it up. But if there were two guys that have a beef, it would be Alex Jones and someone else.
All right, I'll accept that. You know what I'll do? While you're looking for that information, I will mention that Facebook all week will be brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, located in the heart of downtown Royal Oak on Main Street between 3rd and 4th Street. And now 150 tequilas, the most premium tequilas on hand at Mesa, ready for your consumption. Plus, we start another week with Margarita Monday, $4 fresh squeeze margaritas, $13 all-you-can-eat taco Tuesdays, open mic Wednesdays with half-off bottles of wine and pitchers of sangria, trivia Thursday where you can win cash and fabulous prizes. Boy, I've been in there for that. There are some serious trivia people. Plus, an amazing Sunday brunch, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and 10% off, by the way, if you mention Drew and Mike. And the 35-foot TV screen is ready and waiting for March Madness at Mesa Tacos and Tequila between 3rd and 4th in downtown Royal Oak, in the heart of downtown Royal Oak. Do we know what the beef is?
Yeah, so I guess they've known each other for a long time, and they used to be on each other's show. But then last June, Rogan was on another podcast, and he was very critical of the Sandy Hook thing, as anybody with a brain would be regarding Alex Jones. And then he also, I guess, Roseanne has been talking about...
Shut up, conspiracy theorist.
...was talking about George Soros being a Nazi. And so Rogan was taking pause with that, basically some of the conspiracy theories, which just led Alex Jones to attack him because he's part of the globalist movement.
I think I heard Joe Rogan not defending Alex Jones, but saying that he was on to some good things in the beginning and suggesting that he sort of went off the rails.
And that's kind of where it led. He just, the Sandy Hook thing really bothered Rogan.
How could he globalist dick.
How could it not bother anyone?
I don't know.
It's so absolutely beyond the pale. I mean, to me, it's one of those things. I don't know if I could listen to somebody who did that. I mean, that's so upsetting to me.
Yeah. I don't like Alex Jones.
He's eating jalapenos during the break.
I don't believe he believes what he's saying. I think it's just all fucking
I don't even care. Honestly, I don't care. I just don't like it.
I mean, aside from the Sandy
Hook. He's free to do what he wants to do, but the Sandy Hook thing was just so, I don't know, I can't believe a decent society can even, I'm really interested to see where this civil suit goes, because I just can't believe you can do that. Mm-hmm. Because it did, well, you know, then can you blame, it's sort of like blaming a song for a suicide, you know, which people want to do. They want to sue Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
Is he responsible for people that harass these parents? I don't know. It's a quandary. I just hate the whole thing. It just makes me ill.
Serious crap.
Well, isn't the part of the problem that when that stuff was happening, he didn't tell them to knock it off? I mean, I don't know if that legally is a thing, but I think that was a moment that people really took exception to.
I don't understand how someone. I don't know how he could stand being part of that at all. I just don't get it. I don't know how it could be worth it in any way, shape, or form. I would be, you know, I keep saying this. You know, I realize that everyone doesn't think normally, because, you know, I was talking about Robert Kraft, and I was at the, hey, pre-Oscar party, how you doing?
Yeah.
And I was thinking about how fetal I would be if people knew I'd been to a massage parlor twice in 24 hours. I'd be fetal. I'd be fetal if I was accusing people of being actors and their children were actually murdered.
Yeah.
And I knew that I would be fetal. I'd be fetal for months.
Yeah, but the kind of person that does that, I don't think.
I guess, no, you're right.
They're immune.
They don't have the fetal gene.
Mm-hmm. The fetal gene. I got news for you. We all have the fetal gene.
Some people don't seem to have it. Well, I don't think Trump has a fetal gene. Has he ever been fetal? I don't think he's ever been fetal.
Well, not publicly.
That's right.
I remember when he got elected, and I was watching all this, you know, the rancor against him. It was like, oh my God, I would hate to be in his position. And he didn't seem bothered at all. It seems like it inspires him.
Yeah, you're probably right. It does fuel him to a bit.
I think most politicians are that way to some degree.
Yeah, maybe they just go in that direction towards politics.
Anyway,
Trump had a great stand-up routine this weekend. At CPAC.
I know he was talking for 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Just remember that.
I told Brandon, of all the things he does, the one thing that just drives me the most insane is when he hugs the flag. Not insane. I just think it's so silly.
It looked like a bit to me.
He does it all the time.
He's just being goofy.
I didn't know he did that all the time. Oh, it's the first time I've seen it, and I was like, what
is that? He has addressed the flag as if it's a person before. It's a symbol. It's a great symbol.
If he loves America,
it seems pandering to me.
Love it, leave it. USA, number one.
I think he might love it less down the road. It's not looking like he's going to love it as much as he used to.
I got to tell you, he'll never be fetal about it.
No, he won't. You're right. He won't be fetal. He'll be fighting. He's a fighter. He's a fighter. I don't know what that means, by the way, when you say someone's a fighter.
Well, it's
different than, like, 10 years ago when you said someone's a fighter, it was a good thing.
It means
everyone
not
fights.
Giving in.
Yeah, he's not giving in.
What's the line, OJ? Oh, he's maintaining his innocence?
Yes.
He'll always maintain his innocence.
Which he
did over the weekend at
CPAC. People stop saying that someone has maintained their innocence? That doesn't mean anything.
Well, people that usually say they're innocent at times do flip-flop and, maybe I'm guilty. I don't think that ever happened.
Think of someone who has maintained their innocence, then not maintained it, and then remaintained
it. No, it hasn't happened.
They always say they maintain their innocence from the outset.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
Like that's some achievement.
No, it doesn't happen.
He's never wavered. He's consistently lied about the same thing over and over and over and over by maintaining his innocence.
That was stupid. Well, Jackson was always.
He used to say about OJ all the time, he's maintained his innocence. I'm like, so what?
He
dripped blood from the murder site to his house.
I like that the Michael Jackson family is still maintaining his innocence.
They're really pissing me off.
I'm so excited to watch a documentary on child molestation tonight.
I know. You know,
I legitimately am excited to watch this documentary.
Somebody had a tweet to that effect, and I said, why am I excited to watch this horrible thing tonight? And I was like, yeah, you really hit it on the head, because I feel the same way. I'm very intrigued by it. But it sounds like we're going to all feel horrible after it's over.
Oh, I'm sure. But, you know, and I was talking to Brent.
Fuck his brothers and his nephew. They're such assholes.
Do you like his nephew's hat on the news circuit?
What does his hat say?
It had the MJ logo. Stupid.
This is a documentary? Oh.
I'm really disappointed, by the way, in the interviews of them, because they're never
they're
not
doing
challenged.
Them at all. Yeah, the fact that they're doing them.
Okay, they're biased as hell. They say that it's all about money, but then they don't ask them to explain that. How are they making money? How much money have they made? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a bodacious claim to make about somebody who's claiming they were molested and does seem to have an awful lot of evidence to that effect. So where's all the money? How'd they get all the money? And if they're talking about Jordan Chandler, who Michael willingly paid $23 million, then I think that really that makes me say, well, why would he pay someone $23 million if he did nothing? Why would he do that?
I guess there's a guy in the documentary named Brett Barnes where it's insinuated, but it's not directly said that Jackson also molested him. And the problem is Barnes wants to sue HBO now for putting it in there.
Oh, he didn't want anybody to know?
I guess Wade Robson says that Barnes replaced him. Because, you know, Jackson, once they get pubes, he's on to the next one.
Mm-hmm. So is the guy saying that he's suing because he's angry about the disclosure or that Jackson didn't molest him?
The documentary puts him in a false light and subjects him to hatred, contempt, and ridicule.
Yeah, this is not something that really has a lot of value to acknowledge publicly because you then get pounded by, you know. What?
That's part of the problem is lawyers saying that the Michael Jackson supporters have just attacked him.
This everybody should have a voice thing really just isn't working out, is it?
Eh.
I mean, attacking molestation victims because you like someone's music. I really don't. I wonder how many of the depositions those people have read. I wonder how knowledgeable they really are about this topic.
None.
And why they think this man hung around with 12-year-olds and had slumber parties and let kids sleep in his bed. Yeah. I wonder what they really think of that sort of thing.
Well, I can tell you
what they think. If their kids were sleeping in one of their neighbor's adult beds, how would they feel about that?
Well, it's obvious what they would feel about it, Drew, isn't it?
The most loving thing to do is to share your bed with someone.
If they're consistent, I guess I'll...
Honestly, is that the most loving thing you could do is to share?
Yeah.
Sounds pretty awful. Literally, it's pretty easy.
It's wrong. It's fucking wrong. If you're a kid and you're in a strange adult's bed, that's wrong. Unless there's some horrible circumstance where it's 40 degrees and everybody's freezing and you're trying to stay alive. Yeah, like Lincoln and his little buddy.
Little buddy. Hey, they slept Lincoln style. That's all that matters.
Lincoln style for a year straight.
I think it was Seinfeld.
Some dude.
Seinfeld that pointed out that Lincoln style, your genitals are still in the same spot.
Yeah, it's a little... That was all very weird. It's so weird how you can be dead for so long and all of a sudden people start saying things about you. It's like, what?
It tarnishes
their
legacy.
He died and he was a husband of Mary Todd Lincoln. And 140 years later, he's gay?
We all know Mary Todd was a little crazy.
The fuck? How could that be discovered in 140 years of him being dead? In fact, after about 120 years, it starts being discovered.
They knew.
You find out who told you something?
Probably the offspring of his lover.
He's right? Gay?
I would hope so.
There's
hell hath no fury. Like a lover scorned.
All right.
Did you say Abe Lincoln?
Changes on the radio dial. We'll get into that in a minute. But first, it's now March. It's no longer February. This copy is fake.
He said to continue it.
I know. Okay. Detroit's baseball team is still in Florida at spring training. It should be warming up. It wasn't too bad this weekend. And our studio sponsors, Zot, Ford, and Holly, and DealsInADD.com, want to warm the cockles of your heart with their annual $99 payment party. Lease the fun-to-drive 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid as low as $99 a month, or lease a new sporty 19 Ford Escape as low as $99 a month. It's all about $99. Lease the new family-friendly performance SUV, a new 19 Ford Edge, as low as, $99 a month. Celebrate $99 payments in early spring with your friends at Zot, Ford, and Holly. And it was a year ago this week we welcomed Dr. Yell to the podcast.
Oh, wow.
Oh, how about that?
Congratulations.
Joining, we should have a...
I don't know to who or for what.
Shouldn't we have a Facebook anniversary like everyone does?
Why did I say congratulations? To us or to him? I don't know.
I was never really on Facebook until we started the podcast, and I started getting those anniversary things. It was so weird.
So dumb.
Amy Anders and I had one.
Oh,
I was excited about that.
Congratulations to her.
It was so silly. There's a picture of her and her husband and me floating. I think that's what it was. It was really
That sounds
weird.
Like a pretty hot three-way.
I was like, what? What is this? I mean, apparently somebody pushed a friend button and, you know, added.
Yeah, well, who would you rather now?
She did. I did. I don't know. But was that so exciting. Amy? I was like, oh, Amy.
Was that Amy talking, Brandon?
Because I done them both.
Dr. Yaldo joined our regular sponsors, David Hall's, Ford, all our friends. We don't have a sales
step. DealsInTheD.com.
Yeah, Deals in the D. We do like to keep our sponsors around. Scott Kunith.
Yeah.
He's getting some.
The Coonhound.
He's getting some.
Is that racist to call him that?
I don't know what that means. He spells it with a K, so.
Ooh.
It's kind of.
K's are racist.
That means. That's true.
Especially if there's three of them.
He's getting some referrals. He's getting some of those younger millennial types who've never, you know, maybe they're buying their first home. And I think he would be perfect for the person who needs their handheld, for lack of a better term. I mean, buying your first house is intimidating. So
do you see the biggest regret of people that buy a house?
You mean first-time buyers?
Yeah, first-time buyers, particularly millennials.
Not big enough?
They don't save money for updates. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
They say you're supposed to save, what, 3%, 4% of the cost?
I mean, when they say it doesn't mean everyone does it.
No.
I wonder if people don't think about that.
Periodic house updates?
Yeah. Like when you buy a house, maybe you want to paint it.
I think a lot of people are buying houses by the skin of their teeth, whether they're young or...
Good. Keep doing it.
Seems like everything's a grand. If you want to replace the kitchen, it's a grand. If you want to replace the...
When your house turns on you like Trudy's house...
You know, I used to say it was Marasso. Every day he came in and would bitch and go, everything's a grand. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I think that's where I got it.
His house turned on him.
Because then I found out to be...
His house turned on him.
He's like, if you need a doorknob, it's a grand. If you need new windows, it's a grand. If you need a furnace, it's a grand. Everything's a grand.
It's a good topic for 20966 Boner. When your house turned on you. I know it's not just Trudy and Joey Marasso and me.
Yeah.
We don't have a sales staff, so we do like keeping our sponsors, and we've been really lucky. They do stay when they get, they provide great service, and that's very true. Boy, having good advertisers is great. And giving the results our listeners expect. Dozens of you have trusted your eyes to Dr. Yaldo and gotten great results to get rid of glasses, contacts, reading glasses while getting amazing vision in return. And, of course, the multifocal lens implants or the custom CATS LASIK, the most advanced in the world, where over half of Dr. Yaldo's patients get better than 2020. The rest settle for 2020, which is just fine. Maybe 2019 will be the year you dump the old technology and recapture the great vision of your youth. The evaluation is free. If you do get surgery, you'll get the Drew and Mike discount. Call 800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And it seems like I heard from Jess.
She did. I didn't print those out. Man, I'm going to get yelled at. She had new testimonials.
Oh, we had new testimonials.
Oh, that's right. I didn't print it out.
Sheriff's going to kick your ass because they're not ready.
I got them. I'm printing them out now. Sorry, Jess.
Boy, the sheriff is not.
She was so angry.
She's not going to be happy about this dead air. It is a major life decision that you're making when purchasing a home. Put the right people around you during your home buying process. Put Hall Financial in that group of people. Here's another one. Believe me when I say they are always working, because they always were. This is not my first experience in home buying.
Ooh.
I've worked with others in the past. I know.
Ooh.
And I can say they're the only mortgage company to say, we love what we do. That's pretty heavy. Strongly recommend approval for Hall Financial. Way to go with the personal touch and one-on-one interaction as well. So.
Oh, my God. He's so deep.
Sheriff cannot complain about that. From start to finish, they're attentive. They get back quickly. Low payments. Many options? Why didn't I just write that down?
I had it written down. Is it not in there? My God, the show's falling apart.
Wait! I can read it. I can read it.
It's not many options. It's low payments. Low payments, options, and I'm looking for it. It's on their website.
I had it printed out somewhere.
Click the link to Hall Financial on our website, Drew and Mike Show. And fill out the online form, and they will get back to you. They'll be crunching numbers before you answer the phone. Or go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or call 248-308-5000, NMLS number 1467435. Lower payments. Better options. And what's the third one?
It's customer service.
Customer service.
But I don't remember.
That's so hard to remember.
Well, it is when it's not verbatim.
No, it's really a... Oh, I like the slogan. It shouldn't be that hard to remember. What the hell's wrong with me? Anyway, let me put this in the folder. So
I've heard that motto before.
Because we had that written down, and I don't think it made it in the folder. So you get to be inside the podcast. How exciting is that?
I know. I did not, haven't finished the log for March.
Too
many March changes.
And we're back in the dealsnitty.com studios. Not that we ever left.
I'm not sorry.
No, I am sorry. I'm absolutely sorry. This Monday show is falling apart. Today, we'll see. Monday will be day 4 of the new Wheels WLLZ 106.7 as Trudy now has a full-time gig. Trudy's now working 8 days a week.
Wow.
It's like the Beatles song. 3 days here, 5 days there.
I listened to the flip when it happened.
I didn't hear the flip.
I knew it was coming.
Ooh. I did too.
And Podell kicked it off, which you could tell he is very energized by it, as he should be.
He's pumped. Yeah, I'm sure he's pumped. He'll be doing the afternoon. Trudy's in the middle of the day. Bill McAllister in the morning. And I was listening on the way home, and I get the feeling they're driving between WCSX and WRAF.
Good.
I could be wrong, but
I like it, man.
See, I heard Scorpions, Alice in Chains, Billy Squire. It seemed like was it mostly 90s. Green Day.
I was going to say, I heard a lot of I heard a lot of Nirvana, Pearl Jam, and then I got a boner because I actually played a Radiohead song. I was like, what?
I played Radiohead?
Well, Creep. Really? Creep, but still.
Oh, okay.
But still.
And don't forget, tomorrow morning is your chance to win a pair of tickets to see this man live in concert.
Foo Fighters, so, you know, well, everything I grew up on.
Would CSX play Green Day?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, and that, honestly, that
sounded more like the riff side, and obviously they're a classic rock station, so, I mean,
the new generation of classic rock, which sums it up perfectly.
Yeah, are they saying that? Is that a liner on the station?
Yeah, the new
okay.
The new generation.
Oh, that's smart. I like that slogan because, you know, classic rock, when I think of it in my own head, and probably because I'm so reverent of these artists, I always think of the Beatles, the Stones, the Who, the Kinks, you know,
Zeppelin.
The first wave. Yeah, well, of course, Zeppelin moves into the 70s. And, you know, nobody's ever said something's too old to be classic rock, although this classic rock is starting to fade from some of the 60s artists, but it really does focus heavily on the 70s. It always does.
Yeah, but now you have bands like Pearl Jam.
Nirvana
getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, absolutely. I mean, it makes sense. The old classic rock, the audience is really like 45 to 65, 45 to 70.
Yeah.
I mean, the artists are 75.
I have to accept the fact that I'm now 43, which freaks me out. I have to accept the fact that the bands I love are now classic rock, which I'm fine with.
Yeah, I would say the new generation of classic rock would be more of a like a 35 to 50, probably. Mm-hmm. And that's of course you'd want to hit that group.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big, you know, 25 to 54. Although it seems like 54 is younger than it used to be. I don't know. I hope that's true.
It's the new 40.
59 feels like 59 to me. I don't feel
what are you talking about? You're almost Bezos hot.
I got some work to do, I guess.
People are living longer.
I don't know. I still don't. This whole business of presidents in their 70s just blows my mind.
People are living longer. Just don't use up your finite amount of energy.
So anyway, it'll be interesting to see if we have a radio battle because, you know, I know when we were on Riff, people were coming. It seemed like there was somebody new every couple years trying to take the mantle away.
I remember when Doug took down Wheels. What was that, 95? After he was on there for a while, came to Riff, took them down, and now he's resurrecting them. No, it's good. It's good to have these battles. Keeps people on their toes.
I mean, if you look at the...
You heard all about it on the radio.
The last couple of years, Riff and CSX have just had rock all to themselves because 106.7 was doing alternative.
Some people are saying they were coasting.
106.7?
No, Riff and CSX. Yeah.
Some people have been saying that.
Somebody, too. I don't know who said that.
I don't know.
It's crazy.
I always get the thing of, I hope they play more songs. I mean, people seem angry that the formats are so small. And, you know, I would... As a listener, I would like it the same way. It just doesn't seem that anyone does that. There must be a reason. Do people try to play 1,000 songs and just get no ratings? I assume that's what happens. Because I always want to hear, you know, if it's my classic rock, okay, I'll even try and go older than I would. I'll just leave the Beatles and the Stones out of it. Led Zeppelin has to be part of it. I don't think there's any way. Is 106.7 playing Led Zeppelin? They must be.
I've not heard Zeppelin yet.
Oh, really?
I have not.
Oh, no. That's interesting.
AC/DC, I think, is...
Seems like it'd be hard to leave Led Zeppelin out of classic rock, but maybe they are.
No, no, they are. You know what? They are playing them. They got to be playing Zeppelin. They will. Just because I haven't heard it.
I would like to hear, and
I heard
no,
AC,
no
I heard
one...
Queen, which is smart, because
oh, yeah,
Queen's never been bigger right now.
Why? So I get the impression Queen doesn't get a lot of play on... The other one, do they? Maybe they do.
I wouldn't. I don't know.
Okay. Listen to the radio that much. see, I'd like to hear like Talking Heads and some of that new wave from the early 80s that no one plays it here.
Yeah.
No one's ever played it here. So I don't
maybe it just doesn't rock
test.
Enough.
I always feel like there's like three U2 tracks that people play.
Mm-hmm.
REM's another band I think is great.
Is that because when you test songs? You just remove ones people don't like, but you only add newer songs?
I think if it wasn't played on the radio, then it's not familiar enough to people.
Yeah.
Like they'll hear Radio Free Europe by REM or Psycho Killer by telling, oh, there's too many people going, I don't know what that is. You know, I'm sure some people absolutely love those songs.
Songs.
I know, but if it didn't get played here when it was hot mm-hmm. or when it was, you know, significant, then I just think it's like the market just skipped it. Because I hear those, if you go to New York or L.A. or Boston, like WBCN, which is no longer in business, but they used to dominate. WBCN played, they had a huge palette of new wavy type music. They were much more alternative, and they were an active rock station.
Huh.
They play, I remember Elvis Costello was in there playing live in their station, because they played him, they always played him.
Huh.
I never heard anybody play Elvis. Oasis. I love Oasis. Yeah. Will anybody play Oasis?
Well, they're technically...
Oh, I guess 106.7...
Classic rock now.
Allegedly, 106.7 played Blur. I was surprised to hear that. Does anyone
over
play
the weekend?
Blur?
Yeah. Allegedly! Song 2, which used to be the shortest song in the...
yeah, it's
true. I know
true.
From experience for having to add 2 minutes.
But I like the Blur Oasis battle!
Yeah. Blur never made it big enough here, though, in the States.
They really didn't. And I've always thought Oasis would be bigger than they were.
Yeah, this dude ended up being more successful with the Gorillaz.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the Gorillaz are good.
Love them.
Damon Albarn. Damon Albarn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched a doc on these guys. I'm kind of surprised. They'll be getting back together, won't they?
Blur?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I don't know.
Well, maybe since the Gorillaz are doing so well, maybe not, but... I mean, Blur was huge. Not here.
Not like Oasis was here.
I hate it when, you love a band like that and they just, for some reason, they don't quite translate to the States because that's what everyone wants.
I finally saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
And?
Did you like it?
Generally, because it's about Queen,
yeah.
and I like music, I've enjoyed watching it, but of course, I rolled my eyes quite a few times.
Yeah, I was kind of just like, eh. There's nothing to it. It's everything you know about them, even as a casual fan.
Yeah.
It's like reading the Wikipedia page.
Kind of, except it's twisted to make it more entertaining.
But there's much better conflict in Freddie's life than what they showed, mainly with the Mary and... His boyfriend.
They could have certainly gotten into his rather skanky period a little more.
Yeah.
That would have been interesting.
Don't get me wrong.
I mean, why did so Maz might have been a background shot at Plato's Retreat? Maz could have been an extra.
It was.
I believe that Maz said that Bohemian Rhapsody was so good that he wanted to watch it 2-3 times. What a piece of shit movie.
If Maz is at Plato's Retreat, he had to be at some of those bathhouses, too.
Oh, he ran into Freddy plenty of times.
Wow, I didn't even thought about that. We got to talk to him about that.
It's an entertaining enough movie for, I would say, one time, but it's not something I'd ever
want to
watch. I don't want to watch it again.
I don't think I would watch it again.
It's the same problem with some brand. The same problem I had with it is the same one I had with Vice, the Dick Cheney movie, is that it's just such surface and there's nothing else to it. I don't know.
Did want to just mention, though, best of luck to WLLZ.
Yeah.
Heels Classic Rock, Trudy from 10 to 3. And she will still be on the podcast. That's going to be a tough schedule for her.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
I think she will, but I think she was kind of digging the lighter schedule.
Yeah, until...
I don't think she was making excuses to her trainer as often. And now her trainer's going to be getting just a slew of excuses because Trudy can't say no to anyone. She can't say, I'm not working out today. She's paying her trainer. And she feels she has to say, oh, my God, I broke my finger. I can't work out today. Or, you know, my house is turned against me again.
It's one of her most adorable qualities. She does not say no.
Yeah, she's really. I
love it when there's an event she has to go to.
I know. And she'll say she's going somewhere and you're invited. And I'm like, and then she looks at me like, I know you're not going to go. And I'll be like, no, I'm not going. And she's like, I'm not sure I really want to go. And then, of course, when it comes, she's like, oh, God, I have to go. And it's like, why do you always say yes? Yeah. She can't say no.
It's hilarious. If you ever need anything, just ask Trudy.
Exactly. If nothing else, she'll feel bad that she doesn't do it.
Now, Maz, on the other hand, says yes for everybody. Everybody else.
That's true. Yes. He says yes on everyone else's bad.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Not for him.
I gave him 4 Champions Club tickets for his auction at school.
Oh, yeah?
And he got a big bid on it, so he's very happy. So there's going to be, I predict, a shout-out to Bleep tomorrow for whoever made the high bid. I don't know why the person should get a shout-out. In addition to giving away the tickets, we have to suffer through a shout-out on the show. I'm not sure why.
Let me ask you this. When they have an auction, they usually say who it was donated by?
They probably did. Oh, you think Tom may... Oh, maybe he got the quid pro quo.
That's what I'm wondering. Is it going to say donated by the Mazaways, or is it going to say donated by Drew Lane of the Drew and Mike Show.com, as it should?
I think he'll give me credit. I'm going to give Maz the benefit of the doubt on that.
Should we bet on it?
Yeah, I'll
do
a
Twitter poll on it.
Twitter poll. Well, but he can change history today.
That's
when
true.
The Twitter poll comes out.
That's true.
That's a great Twitter poll, though. I like that idea.
Nobody. Well, someone's going to tell him anyway. Everybody always narcs on us to him.
I know.
Well,
can you stop doing that? You narcs?
Should we call him really quick? To sometime today or no?
You mean in light of, like, we're curious how the bid went?
Yeah.
He did already tell me.
Could we find out, like...
If we asked for the shout-out, he would suspect something right away.
A lot of those auctions usually have, like, a booklet that goes with it.
Oh.
That'll say, you know, who the sponsor is. Because everybody gets off.
I think someone will be as inclined to tell on him for not giving me credit as they will to tell him that it was being questioned.
I honestly don't know which way to go.
He's going
to
give me credit. I really do.
I think he probably will.
I think he will. Lulu Harwell died at 99, by the way. We don't need that shout-out from Maz tomorrow.
Very sad. Did you see Mitch's column?
I saw that headline. I didn't read it.
Basically, he's got the next title for his book. Because the headline is, Ernie and Lulu Harwell get a second honeymoon in heaven. So you know the next book's going to be Honeymoon in Heaven.
Yeah, boy.
Chapter 1.
Was it a moving...
Douglas had to poop.
Was it a moving piece?
I just read the last line. That's all I read.
Is it repeated in other paragraphs, possibly?
Well, let's just read the last line in each paragraph.
I'm from the Free Press. What's up, my butt?
Let's see.
And by the way, Lulu sounds like...
Love her.
Miss Lulu is fabulous. She's at Fox Run where my mom is, and she was very active over there. Everybody knew she was there. She was like a superstar at Fox Run. Aww. I know. And
I always remember Ernie's joke that always killed when he retired and we talked to him. He's like, well, now I have to put my feet up when Lulu vacuums. Adorable.
It was so cool.
The last line
shiny
is,
and sparkly and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night.
Gone too soon. At 99, Lulu Harwell.
If there's any justice in the cosmos today, that honeymoon never ended. In fact, it's just getting started. Is there going to be a play called Lulu? Sorry, am I being too cynical?
It's it's a tough one.
Is it? Is it really?
Not really.
I don't think so. No. I love Ernie. Lulu seemed great.
Ernie is really, that's why.
Seems a little light.
Sorry, not sorry. Yeah, it's a good sorry, not sorry. Ernie was so cool. And again, I'm just amazed by that guy, and I have no qualms talking about him again and again and again. To be doing what he was doing at his age was incredible. And if I was 30, I probably wouldn't give a fuck.
Well, now there's a guy there's a guy that doesn't get shit thrown on him after he died.
No,
everybody loved him.
I mean, how many people can we all agree on are fabulous besides these two and his mm-hmm. his wife, who he revered. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, naturally, when you revere someone like Ernie, you revere his wife. She's got to be something incredible. And, you know, all this business of reuniting. I know people say it all the time, but we don't know that. Do we know that?
Well, who was?
Do we all know? I mean, am I being too cynical now?
I know we're not supposed to laugh at it because it's Louis C.K., but didn't he have the whole bit about the guy that dies and his wife dies and now they can be together? And he's like, he doesn't want her. He had her down here. He's up there with a new piece of ass and she shows up.
I didn't hear that, but I know there's a lot of,
you don't know.
There's so
no
much humor
knows.
Surrounding religion. You know, if
the best.
If I was dark enough to think about it all the time, but
you are.
I don't know. I am, but I mean, I like the. Of course, we all love the idea, but you need to write a column about it.
Yes, he and does.
So does he question it in the column? By the way,
of course not.
I really don't know if they're going to be together, but or
I'll give him credit for this. It's really a eulogy about her, so that's kind of nice.
Okay. Well, maybe the headline writer.
Well, but the last line, though, too. So.
What's the last line?
Well, I already read it to you, but it's, you know, he's got.
Boy, it was really memorable, apparently.
Farewell to the First Lady of the Broadcast Booth. In the. Oh, boy. This is the first time I just read this.
Am I going to tear up?
Farewell. To...
I don't think I'm going to tear up.
Hang on. Let me gather myself. I'm very sad. Farewell to the First Lady of the Broadcast Booth. In the Ernie play.
What? Oh, come on. Knock it off. It's not a plug. It's a reference.
In the Ernie play.
Probably appropriately mourn this family, the First Lady of the Broadcast Booth.
It's all coming into focus now that I read this. In the Ernie play.
She's an important part of the play.
Most of the lines came from my interviews with Harwell himself. But one line I invented from the whole cloth, only because it seems so fitting.
What? No, you can't end it with a line you invented.
No, it's about him. Ernie is telling a young boy about his wedding. His eyes go far away.
This is the invented line?
Yeah. And his smile is nostalgic.
Can't end with the invented line.
Did you have a honeymoon? The boy asks. Uh-huh, Ernie says. How'd it go? I'll let you know, Ernie whispers. When it's over. If there's any justice in the cosmos today, that honeymoon never ended. In fact, it's just getting started.
Oh, my God. He's so deep.
So the last paragraph is about the segment from the... is a piece of fiction from the play he wrote. The fuck? What? God bless you, Lulu.
Oh, man.
I'm all for her.
Why...
Oh. You can bring Kate in a Ford V8, but don't bring.
Is there a line
Lulu
at the end of the play? Is the pig at the hook at the blah, 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 blah. Or is the play's not playing now? Is it?
Let me see. Hang
probably on. Playing somewhere else.
Again, contact Mitch. Check out the latest updates with his charities, books, and events at MitchElm.com. Download the sports reporters.
Okay, Mitch. See you around.
Nope, it's all that. Well, it's all that.
It doesn't suggest that the line is that special, that there was no other line he could conclude.
Yeah,
the
Ernie didn't have a legitimate great line that
no,
he could end
it
with.
It requires a better fictional one from someone else.
It's kind of insulting.
Only that fictional line will give justice to this obituary. only the line I made up could possibly give justice to this wonderful couple in the honeymoon, which is just getting
hey,
started.
Max!
If there's any justice in the cosmos.
That's so stupid.
Oh, come on. Damn it. Now I wish we hadn't gone down this path at all.
Do you remember when Ernie sang this to us?
I don't.
You can bring Kate in a Ford V8, but don't bring Lulu. Ernie sang this to us once.
Don't bring Lulu. Why would he sing that?
Well, she's crazy.
Your presence is requested, wrote little Johnny White. But with this invitation, there is a stipulation. When you attend this party, you'll all be treated right. But there's a wild and woolly woman you boys can invite. You can bring Pearl, she's a darn nice girl, but don't bring Lulu. You can bring Rose with a turned up nose, but don't bring
Lulu. Why does everybody have to sing like this?
Rose with the turned up nose.
Yeah, bitch. That completes a death triangle, by the way.
Who else?
Mona from Who's the Boss?
Oh, that's right. And who's the third?
Which I think most people were just shocked that she was still alive at the age of 89.
Yeah.
The other one is Rollo from Sanford and Son. That big dummy finally died.
Oh, no kidding.
Big dummy.
I missed that.
Yeah.
I was only
80.
I was going to mention.
Oh, he was Lamont's sidekick. I'm sorry.
I was listening to Rogan, and Rogan, I start going through. You know what's interesting about podcasting is there's so many podcasts that are guest reliant. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, the guest is the headline, mm-hmm. and the whole thing is the guest. And when I look at the guests so many times, I go, don't want to see that. Don't want that one. Don't want that one. Don't want that one. Don't want that one. And I know a lot of people listen to Joe every day. I guess, you know, there must be enough consistency in the show itself that it really doesn't matter who the guest is, because he's got a million downloads a show or something crazy like
phenomenal
that.
Phenomenal job.
And I also listened to Elon Musk on the way home.
Oh, yeah.
Which was really, you know, I thought, God, I can't believe I haven't listened to this. Elon Musk was on Joe Rogan for 3 hours. And we, as much as we talk about Elon Musk, why haven't I listened to this? Well, Elon Musk is...
peddle any other lies? Any other crazy ideas?
You know...
although he's got to have a big boner today over that rocket they launched, the man unit, which is that was pretty cool.
He's a tricky guy to interview, though, because I think the things Joe was asking him, a lot of the questions that I would ask, like, how do you do all this shit? And I don't think that computes with Elon Musk. I think he is so full of ideas and doing and just do it, do it, do it, do it, that I don't think he's awed by himself and his ability to juggle all these things. Well, so that was kind of strange. And he's really an engineer.
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes down to it, he's really a guy with amazing, and the way his mind works. And you know, we're talking about, you know, digging the tunnel in L.A.
Yeah. The boring company. I love the name of that.
And when he's talking about that, and, you know, some of these things, well, you know, with earthquakes really aren't that big a deal with tunnels because they tend to be more like waves underground than, you know, and he's explaining why they're not going to crack and be destroyed by an earthquake. It's like, you know.
As they move with the earth?
Yeah, the stuff just, I mean, it just pours out of his brain.
I saw that one movie with The Rock, and when that big, was it San Andreas? Was that the movie?
San Andreas. When the big earthquake hit,
or maybe just John Cusack in
that? Yeah, John Cusack's in that. He's driving
a
limousine.
That's 2012.
Oh,
one of them,
Brandon.
One of them.
Like, there's a big difference between the two movies.
Well, one is The Rock and one is John Cusack. Whatever one it was, I remember when the Earth split and coming out of a tunnel was a subway just launching into nothing.
Oh yeah, yeah, I remember that.
So he should have come back at Elon with that. You
know, what's really weird is John Cusack. I always thought of him as a super chill guy.
Yeah,
and then I looked at his Twitter and was like, oh, my God. You know, this guy is just wigging out. It's like, I mean, you'd think he's so wigged out with Trump and the right that he can't possibly make movies. He's too busy being wigged out. And I don't really know what he's doing. I honestly don't know. And then I remember reading earlier about he and Kid Rock met, and he hated Kid Rock. And I think Kid Rock won him over.
Yeah.
One of those things where after he hung out with him for a while, because he was a friend of Chelly. I was saying Chelly's friends with Cusack. Yep. So... you know, I had a little background on him, but, you know, generally you don't hear about these people that much. But now that people are on Twitter, I don't know. I think I'm really leaning toward the David Spade types who just want to be
hit
David
on
Spade.
Chicks. Oh.
Yeah, hit on chicks, yeah. That's he'll retweet any chick that says he's hot or whatever.
Although he started the whole Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga battle with the ex-wife of Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, because she responded to his tweet. He can be a very good Twitter follower until he starts liking too many chicks that say stuff about him, and then your Twitter gets kind of clogged up. You know what I mean, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. anything else with Elon that stuck out or that was of interest?
There was a little disconnect between the two because, you know, Joe's not really a regular guy. He's a very smart guy. But I think Joe was asking questions we all would ask Elon, and I think Elon was having trouble. I think his brain doesn't think like a normal person. I'm not saying it was not good to listen to.
Interview where he smoked pot?
Yeah, I didn't get that far.
Okay, so I was just going to ask, was it before or after he got high?
It was funny because I got about an hour in, I realized that, you know what, listening to Elon Musk makes me feel so inferior, I don't think I even want to listen to it. Because he just spews out, you know, these incredible things, and, you know... I'm going, wow, I had no idea there was that much pressure on... you're just in awe of this guy.
He drives me nuts, though, because in one side, it's like, we're going to do this. And it sounds like, wow, what a really cool idea. But there's no way it's going to happen kind of thing.
Well, the tunnel in Los Angeles would be one thing that is certainly intriguing because they do have terrible traffic problems, worse than anyone.
Or the BFR, the big fucking rocket.
I know.
Cool idea, but not going to happen.
His cachet has certainly come down a bit. And by the way, because I really can't think of a lot more to say, I want to listen to the rest of the podcast, but over the weekend, Johnny Depp suing Amber Heard for $50 million for claiming that he assaulted her, and he claims Elon Musk was banging his wife.
She wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post, and I don't even know if she named him by name in that op-ed. But
she probably didn't.
I don't think
by design.
I don't think she did. But then he said that he got fired from yet another pirate movie.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, and that's why it's $50 million because he wants that money back. But you know what? It's on video.
What's on video?
Isn't it on video?
Oh yeah, there's one video. I mean, we saw the one. It was disturbing. It was like I felt differently about him from that moment forward. It's like Johnny Depp, Mr. Flair, Mr. Jangles, Mr. Cool,
and Mr. Accessory.
Mr. I'm so shy, I'm so mysterious, is drunk and he's abusing this woman at 9 o'clock in the morning, and he's fucking nuts.
In the filing, they also wrote, Ms. Heard it. Also knew that her elaborate hoax worked as a result of her false allegations against Mr. Depp. Ms. Heard became the darling of the Me Too movement. And I said to Brandon, I
don't remember that.
When you think of Me Too, do you think of Amber Heard?
Not at all.
No, you think of Alyssa Milano.
I think
Rose McGowan.
When I think of this, by the way, I think of them just having a couple fights, and it probably was worse than that. You in here? Yeah. What a dick he is.
Nothing happened to you this morning.
Yeah, you're right. I just woke up, and you were so sweet and nice.
Of course, she is recording him on the phone.
We're not even fighting this morning.
He's walking around with a cowboy hat and sunglasses on.
That must be his first thought in the morning. Is, I got to put on all my accessories. Or he probably sleeps in his accessories.
It's really stupid. There she is. Moving the phone a little bit.
You want to see crazy? I'll give you fucking crazy.
I'll give you fucking crazy.
You know what's interesting there? She positioned her cup. He walks over to where the camera is, and she put her cup in front of it so he wouldn't see it.
Pretty smart.
Oh, nice.
Where's this going? Oh, really? Really?
The size of the glass of wine he pours.
I know. What an asshole.
And he clearly doesn't know how to delete a video on a phone. Because why else would he not have deleted it after he takes it?
You know, he put some stuff out there, too, that she took a shit in the bed.
I know.
Terribly flattering to a 30-year-old female star.
That happens to all of us.
It's poop.
I don't know what to believe. But judging from that video.
It's probably his shit.
He seems like a real dick. And then, you know, there have been multiple articles about how crazy he is. He's off his rocker.
Cranking the TV to 99.
I know. And his financial situation is so pathetic. This guy's made so much money, and he just thinks he sounds like somebody was not entitled as a child, but he's an entitled star now. And he reminds me of Scott Storch, who said, you know, you give $100 million to somebody who never had shit, and you know, you act like an idiot.
Yep.
And Johnny Depp sounds very similar and very pampered.
Because people just told him how great he is, what a great actor.
I know.
Speaking of entitled.
I don't know how people keep their heads, honestly, when you have that many people telling you how incredible you are. He's a fucking actor. He can play guitar a little bit.
Well, to that point, not because he's so incredible, but the idea of being entitled and enabled. I was watching Let It Rip Weekend this morning, which had about 15 panelists on.
Oh, boy.
And Langdon was really giving it to this guy. Because he was one of the men of the cloth that provided a car and other things to one Nathaniel Abraham.
Let it rip.
And so Charlie was really saying, you enabled this guy. You're the one
when he got out the first time, you mean?
You're the one that helped entitled and built this guy. Do you take any responsibility? Of course he didn't.
Well, he should, because when he got out the first time, that was the first thing I tweeted when he just got arrested was, where are all those people who said, yeah, I want to be his mentor. I see a kid who's really going places, who wants to get educated and has dreams, and this is going to be great.
Self-serving. It's always self-serving.
And
stop breaking the law, asshole!
And honestly, I couldn't figure out what's in it for these people. Why are they so desperate to get this guy out? He murdered someone. he's obviously going to get out at some point, but it doesn't seem like it should be now. He had so much misbehavior in juvie. I mean, he was violent. He was impossible.
It does seem very high risk, low reward.
Absolutely. And now, you know, now that he's got a clean slate, you know, here he's out on bond for indecent exposure. And, you know, he had a fucking hard on and he
rubbing
rings somebody's
a basketball
doorbell.
In his stomach.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, when you answer your doorbell and Nathaniel Abraham is standing there with a hard on, that's pretty menacing.
Well, too, didn't he foul the girl?
Is menacing a fair word to use? If Julie opened the door and Nathaniel Abraham was standing there with a boner, wouldn't that be kind of frightening?
Oh, I think it'd be hilarious, but that's just me.
I don't know. I mean, he has murdered someone.
She would find it very menacing.
Well, of course she would. Yeah. How could you not? I mean, what if you knew it was Nathaniel Abraham?
Nathaniel Abraham
worse.
With a boner. Yeah.
But so then the police go to arrest him, and he assaults three police. It takes a taser to get him arrested. He goes to jail. He masturbates in a cell with multiple people.
That's his worst crime besides the murder.
Then he gets bonded out, and he's selling methamphetamine and heroin.
Nice move.
And he's in charge of a drug house. So, you know, honestly, this is a guy who you just know the longer he's out, the worse the results are going to be for someone.
He seemed like
are those people? They were so sure. You know, he wore that crazy suit. That was the first sign. Like, this is how he thinks he should show up in court. Really?
They all seem to be on Let It Rip. Look how big that panel is, by the way.
That is a big panel for LIR.
LIR. All right. This might be the part where he rips them.
Supposed to do bad things. And as usual, I think it's a combination of those things.
Let's bring in John Cromer right now. You spent 13 years in prison. You've discussed it. You've talked about it for various crimes, theft-type crimes. But you got out. You did all right. You didn't commit any more crimes. And you mentored Nathaniel Abraham. Did you fail the system? Did you fail him? What went wrong here, John?
Well, there's a lot of things to look at. First of all, Nathaniel, again, is not the
only... Is there a lot of things to look at?
No, there's one thing to look at. Did you fail him or not?
Mentor. And to the credit of our program, I want to say that there's a lot of successful
plugging his
men
program.
And women out there that are doing their thing and made their mistakes and are taking advantage of their second chances. When it comes to Nathaniel, I can only think about his son at this point.
Really?
I've done all that I can do for Nathaniel Abraham.
Can't think of the family of Ronnie Green.
I'm not giving up
He's
on
not
him,
thinking
but
of his
I don't
son.
Know what else I can do. I've driven from Detroit
got
to
somebody else
to
pregnant
sit with
too,
him
doesn't
his
he?
And talk
he
to
drove
his,
all the way from
to
Detroit to Pontiac
to
sit with
from
him.
This day forward.
What else could
it's
he do?
To him now. He has to start making better choices.
Oh, please. I tell him it's a little more involved than that.
Another thing that's very important that he talks about being in this litigated cage.
He's 33. The die is cast.
And get a faith-based connection. They can go to church. They can go to the temple. They can worship. They can do those type of things.
So did you fail him or not?
Are eager to do that when they're incarcerated.
He's not done plugging his program.
Once they get out of jail, they seem to forget about the faith-based foundation that they sought after while they were incarcerated. In other words, Nathaniel's going to have to connect.
I don't care what he has to say.
Whatever.
Who's this chick?
We can come back to this.
Nice. No, we don't have to. No.
It is it's an interesting topic. I mean, this is a guy, I can't say how many people sent me that story, which I always appreciate, by the way, those of you who do send the links. I was on top of that one, but, you know, I was out of town for a couple of days, so it was kind of nice to be reminded. Anyway, Tigers are in spring break, spring training, I mean. Well, people will be at spring break, and, of course, Mardi Gras was going on, all those rituals. Leading up to spring, and some guy killed two people with his car, and then...
At Mardi Gras.
Did he try to run away? Drive away?
Oh, boy, I don't know.
I thought they said
he injured
ran.
A bunch of people. I assumed he got out of the car and ran.
And, of course, immediately I thought, oh, this is some terrorist thing. I guess he was just drunk.
Yeah, well, it's Mardi Gras. It's crazy.
Oh, boy. Who drives at Mardi Gras, though?
No one!
I don't know. What are you doing driving?
Jeez.
But all that aside... to celebrate the coming of spring, our studio sponsors, Zod, Ford, and Holly, and DealsIndeed.com. I'm going to have to bring all this down. They want to warm the cockles of your heart with their annual $99 payment party. Is this the one I read? It is the one I read.
Yeah, that was Ford. Doing?
Well, they still want to do all that. Don't get the wrong idea. But Zot Dodge Ram wants to ease your pain and suffering. During Ram Truck Month, Zot Dodge Ram is offering new 19 Ford or Ram 1500 4x4s at just $99 a month. We have a theme, $99. You heard right, $99. That's cheaper than your cable TV bill. I don't even want to know what percentage of my cable TV bill it is this month. It's probably about 20% of my cable. No, it's probably 22%. So ridiculous. I have to always think about that when I read that. I'm like, it's not even close, Guevara. Plus, if you don't have a 4x4, that's what you'll be doing. Sitting on your ass at home watching TV. So go see our friends at Zot Dodge Ram today. They don't have Maz, but they have Stephanie. And Stephanie's kind of hot, and she'd love to put you in one of them Dodge Rams. Hey, maybe $99 a month? Yes, $99 a month. Only for your friends at DealsInTheD.com. And speaking of money, Luke Nowacki likes money. He likes working with money. He likes helping people with money. And people, boy, I can't believe how many people struggle with planning the future. And, you know, you read it over and over, these stories about 60% of baby boomers only have X amount of money, and they only have Social Security coming, and most people don't have pensions coming. And so you need to give it a thought or two or 10 before you turn 50 years old. Or, you know, even if you're older than that, it's never too late to at least try. Or, you know, you can't just, it's not something you can blow off and say, no, I've gone this long. No, try to make a plan. And you know, if you're somebody who has dual incomes, which so many do, and boy, for some reason, we just don't save any money. Well, I know Luke sat down with one couple and he found out, you know, you don't need this and you don't need that. And you're going to start doing this and put this there and that there. And pretty soon you've got a plan, at least something going forward in the right direction. Turn it around. Visit our friends at the offices of Luke Nowacki or call Luke for a complimentary consultation. Love to help you with anything in that neighborhood. 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Remember, FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned. And other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
Oh, I like money.
And 1988 was the year Adam came to be. And it was for all those guys that were feeling they were coming out on the wrong end of the divorce game. And so they specialized in helping men with divorce. Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. You know all about all those people who come in who have trouble, or maybe they want to stay at work because they don't want to go home because it's a struggle. When you've got a bummer situation at home and you know you want out, and there are advantages to being the first spouse to file for divorce, and Adam would like to help you with that if divorce is in your future. Nobody's wishing this, of course, but if it happens, you do want to get the right people behind you. Adam, aggressive, diligent, uncompromising representation for men facing divorce since 1988. Call 248-284-4280. 248-284-4280.
Consider that a divorce.
Adam. I did want to mention, I forgot, that Mike Clark always called Nathaniel Abraham the littlest murderer.
Murderer. I know. It's adorable. He was the littlest murderer.
And they tried so hard to defend this guy and say, oh, it was just crazy. It was a lucky shot. And it wasn't a lucky shot. He was trying to hit this guy. He was 11. He was
shooting things before he shot at that guy at Ronnie Green.
It was just a horrible story, and you know the family is still, of course, suffering a loss. I think Lenny Green.
You never hear about them.
No, and never. wasn't he 18 years old?
18,
he was a young kid.
Yep,
and his life was ended.
I know there was far more sympathy for the littlest murderer.
There really was.
There was for Ronnie Green and his family.
And we found out quickly that when he was in juvie, that he was a person who had no social system whatsoever. He fought people over game controllers. He just wanted to play games, and he got in these brawls all the time, and they had a terrible time with him. And then all of a sudden they say, oh, time for him to get out. And, oh, hey, look at that nice suit he's got on. Oh, wow, he looks like he's ready for a rap career.
Oh,
fact,
when he
I think
got
he
out,
wanted
yeah.
a rap career. Yeah. Didn't he say that? It was like they were saying, he's interested in getting an education, you know, all the right things. And then
he
it's
did,
like
he did he cut an out. Album, didn't he?
I don't know if he did. Well, look it up. But as soon as somebody stuck a mic in front of him and said, I want to be a rap star. I was like, oh, that's not what they said in there. That's interesting. You changed your mind on the way out, I guess? And so...
well, with that suit.
Off he went. Yeah, he put the suit on and he changed
his mind. Clothes made the man.
And if he has some rap, we should listen to him rap. He's busted for selling ecstasy in no time flat. Went back to jail.
Yeah, it's now 05. I ain't for no flap. I stitch your scalp with hits on.
Do you think when he was selling drugs that time or this time, people were like, hey, are you the littlest murderer, Nathaniel Abraham? I mean, you can't be selling drugs if you're well known. Unless you're selling to other famous people.
I know, he was very recognizable. Where was the music on that?
Yeah, freestyle. It was a rap battle.
We have any with the music bed?
It was a rap battle. The Littlest Murder versus the World.
Seems like The Littlest Murder would have had a better crowd than that. If anything, you think the Littlest Murder could attract a crowd.
Oh, that whole thing is so stupid, all the supporters.
I remember, you know, when that happened,
that some self-serving
it used
support.
To just blow my mind. Like, why would all these people line up behind this guy? Of all the people out there, and, you know, you keep hearing about how...
The answer is obvious now, isn't it? Media. There were cameras there. That's how these people get their names now. That's how we know who some of these people are.
I guess it's been hard for me.
Church leaders are.
It's been hard for me to become that cynical, and I agree with you. Yeah, it was. It was a thing. It was a way to get attention.
You can help people not in front of the camera.
And you know, it's gone further than that, though, because there's been a lot of talk about, oh, people shouldn't have to disclose felonies when they apply for a job, which... You know, in the city of Detroit, I think, did they change that law where you do not have to say...
I don't know if they have the ban the box.
They want... I mean, there's a lot of people behind it, and it's not just here either. And after watching... this is going to sound ridiculous, but how many things do we learn about from watching TV shows and movies on this show?
Yeah.
Watching Love After Lockup was when I thought to myself, no, I absolutely would want to know if someone was a felon if they were going to work for me, because... When you see what the, because, you know, you think, I want to think the best, you know, if somebody talks a good game, and these people on that show, of course, are talking a good game. They're in love with someone on the outside for 3 years. And I'm thinking, yeah, they get out, get a job. Hey, maybe something can happen here. These two people really seem to care about each other. I mean, I'm not that Pollyanna-esque about it, but I mean, it looks like something could
better get to have some support than no support, you would think.
Absolutely. And you got talking about somebody on the outside who has something good going on, probably has a job. Some of them have good jobs. But then you find out they get out and they're like, I'm not ready to go to work. I just got a prison. I need to chill for a while.
Yeah.
And then the guy that won't take the job because the guy's disrespecting him in the interview. And
chill for a while. I mean, you've been chilling for 7 to 10 years.
I know. That's what I thought. I was like, God, you got to get going. You lost all this time. But they don't feel that way at all. And, you know, the one chick wants to go on a crack binge for 11 days, and she takes the rent-a-car. And next thing you know, this guy's mom is getting a bill for $21,000, the cost of the rental car, which no one can find. This is so ridiculous.
There have been some studies, though, with Ban the Box that shows it leads to more racism because people assume that certain people have felons. So, in other words, by not being able to not check the box.
How many places can you not
find the story
help or not ask if someone has a felony?
States.
But we're talking about state jobs, aren't we?
No, I think, aren't all jobs, isn't there, do you have to mark on a
Detroit,
job?
In Detroit, the topic was about working for the city of Detroit, and I don't know if that was
well, maybe because the city dropped
jobs.
It. Maybe private companies are still able to do so.
I think they are.
Like, Target got rid of it. I'm trying to find the
yeah, maybe voluntarily some people
10
are,
states.
If they voluntarily get rid of it, you'd think they would do right by it.
10 states and 50 cities have prohibited job applications from asking about criminal convictions or arrests.
The easiest way to avoid is not being convicted. Insane, yeah. That would be the right idea. Just try not to get a felony if you have in mind a career or a future. That would be a good idea. But I think there's a lot of failure at that point, unfortunately. So Nate Abraham, what happens when you're on bond for indecent exposure, assault against three officers? And then when you're out on bond, you get busted selling meth and heroin, and you've been busted selling ecstasy previously. I would think there'd be a long prison sentence coming here.
Well, yeah,
but of course his murder
is
off.
Clean.
That's off the books. He's scrubbed clean. The murder doesn't. It's like it doesn't count.
Ronnie Green's still dead, but you know he's free and in the clear. Nathaniel Abraham still
would think that being on bond for this and having the previous conviction that this would mean a significant jail sentence. I'm sure someone will be fighting like crazy against it.
Well, the ecstasy thing is still on his record, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, there
you go. Yeah. So
that's the end of it. And you know what? No more beating off, Abraham.
That honestly, of all those things,
castrate him.
It sounds crazy, but I think the indecent exposure is the thing that freaks me out the most.
Not the actual masturbating part?
Well, yeah, that too. I want to say his ex-girlfriend had some issues.
Oh, wonderful.
Like, yeah,
that's fun.
I don't remember, so I won't get into that. But,
the first issue was dating the littlest murderer.
Yeah, it's...
Sorry, not sorry.
I know. My life's tough.
it's not that tough where you can't find someone who didn't kill somebody.
I know. It shouldn't be. The Washington Post had an interesting weekend. First of all, I was just blown away, and someone sent me this, you know, as sort of a sign of the apocalypse. The Washington Post had a lengthy article explaining the Khloe Kardashian Jordan Woods story.
Oh, fun.
And I thought,
was it actually
wow,
in print?
The Washington Post is looking for Kardashian clicks.
Yeah, everyone is.
I know, I just, some, for some reason, I just don't expect the Washington Post to do a story about something that dumb. I mean, that story is so dumb. Did you follow it on Friday, by the way?
Not really.
Okay.
Because it was so dumb.
There's because only... I checked into my hotel and nobody else had checked in. I was killing time and I see something popped up that Jordan Woods, the Kylie Jenner friend, mm-hmm. who allegedly had this thing with Khloe's baby daddy, Tristan Thompson. Boy, it's so hard to explain if you start from scratch.
Well, that's why you need the Post article.
Yeah. Oh, of course, all the comments in the Post article was, really? Really? The Washington Post? You've really sunk this low? And that was sort of what the...
It's part of their pop culture section, it looks like.
I don't know. I'm not sure how it was couched, but it really did. It made me laugh right away when I saw Washington Post and saw the subject. I was like, really? But anyway, so many people know about this who really don't care and don't want to care and don't want to know, but it's one of those stories just in your face constantly. It's so fucking stupid. Yep. So anyway, this girl goes on Jada Pinkett Smith's show.
Mm-hmm. Where all the breaking news happens.
Yes, the Red Table Top Show, I think it's called, on Facebook. And Jada and Will Smith were sort of parental figures to Jordan Woods.
There was I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were. Her father died 5-6 years ago, and so Will Smith kind of stepped up for her, which is nice. And, you know, they seem like nice people. They have their own problems, as she pointed out. But anyway.
Well, they needed to pick up a kid because didn't Jaden divorce them?
Oh, did he divorce them?
I don't know.
Did it go that far? It would make sense to me. But
Jaden
anyway.
Smith lets his parents do whatever they want.
Anyway, Jada, you know. She's on there because she feels she's been maligned. She's getting death threats. She is.
Why is she getting death threats?
Okay, not only is she getting death threats, she said that her little sister can't go to school. Her mother can't go to work.
Oh, Lord.
And I.
Do you believe that?
I didn't know if I could believe that. I honestly didn't know if I could believe that. But that's how dumb this stuff gets.
Yeah.
But honestly, the pounding on social media, it's outrageous. I mean, you can't believe there's that many people with nothing better to do than beat up on this 20-year-old girl who apparently had something with Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy, who, by the way, is fucking everybody.
Yeah.
He's banging everyone in sight. Why is this girl getting all this crap? Because she lives with Kylie, but whatever.
It's Tristan Thompson's fault, period.
He's probably stuffed two other Kardashians, for all we know. I mean, I think people just fall on his penis.
Well, it's so big.
So anyway, she tells the whole story, and I can't believe I'm repeating this, but I will. she's at a club, and... like people her age, when the clubbing ends, which is in L.A., it's not that late. I think it's 1:30. They start telling people to get out. They mm-hmm. don't have a lot of late night places there, I don't think. And so people go to somebody's house. Because when you're 21, you're not ready to go home at 1:30 or 1:45. So she's with her friends, and they basically say, we're going to a party. She doesn't know. She said she saw Tristan at the bar. She didn't even know they were going to his house, but when she went there, she said, it was like, that's okay. I know him.
Yeah.
Although he is with Khloe Kardashian, so why is he having a party by himself at his house with all these chicks at 2 o'clock? I mean, that's for him to explain, but we all know why.
Well, his answer's going to be, I'm Tristan Thompson. What else do you expect? It's what I do.
So the extent of the story, and when I had read this earlier, I was assuming that he was fucking her or, you know, they were fucking on the side. And she said, no, that's not the case at all. She was dancing at the party. They stayed a long time. She was drinking, not to blackout amounts or anything, but she was kind of drunk. And she left at 7
hey,
in the
baby,
morning.
Baby, you looking for a party?
She left at 7 in the morning. She said, it was like, oh, my God, it's getting late. I got to get out of here. She said there were still people there.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, she said
that. That sounds like the most exhausting party.
To make a long story short, she said at the end of the night that he kissed her on the lips.
Yeah.
Like not French kissed or anything, but he kissed her hard on the lips, like not like inappropriately.
Yeah.
And she sort of in a way said, I shouldn't have been there. He's not with Khloe. He's having his own party. It's a little bit, you know,
weird.
This is now. Yeah. She felt like her mistake was being there in the first place, and then just whatever. But anyway, it was dumb. It was like, so that's all this is? So immediately after this broadcast, Khloe Kardashian sends out a tweet about what a liar she is, and she had said during the show that I'm not the reason they broke up, which I would find it impossible to disagree with her on that.
Yeah.
He's banging other chicks.
Yeah.
He's in threesomes. He's everywhere with everyone. Before, when she was pregnant. Oh, and he was with her when he had another girl pregnant. By the way, whatever happened to that baby? Why is
that's a great question.
Is that baby not important enough to for us to be aware of? Like,
I guess not.
Apparently like not. No, no fucking kid's name.
True. Oof.
So anyway.
Or Stormy.
She had said that I'm not responsible for them. And then Khloe tweeted at the end of her tweet about what a liar she was. She said, and by the way, you are responsible for breaking up my family.
No, she's not.
It's like, what? What the fuck? And there's nothing in the tweet about him.
Ugh.
Him. He. Her man who is hitting on her sister's friend.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? So anyway, of course, then the social media response to that was, you fucking bitch. How can you blame this 20-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
Your man's out there banging everything in sight. And
what kind of jerk is this guy?
Anyway, it was so stupid. She backtracked the next day and said Tristan is responsible for family breaking up.
I can't believe she backtracked. She should have doubled down.
Why is she talking about this on Twitter?
Well, that's
why
what
they is
do.
This? I mean, I know it's their thing. I get that, but I mean, it's just why is this kid sucked into this vortex?
Well, you know what though? To that point, did she have to go on the Jada Pinkett Smith?
Well,
we would have all just forgotten about her in a week.
I'm not sure about that because you know I'm not in that world. But if you take a peek in that world, I don't know. Maybe you read a little bit about it, Brandon. She fucked him. Mm-hmm. She did a lap dance for him. They were sucking face in front of the whole party. I mean, there's so many things about this that I guess
I
understand
why she would
want.
Kim's makeup artist said that they've been fucking around for a while now.
I don't know. I don't know why. I just know that there's the new one because now Kylie,
which is an even worse story, by the way.
Oh yeah, this is so
now
stupid.
Is what Travis Scott cheated too or some shit?
No, I'm glad you brought that up. And I'm putting a moratorium on the Kardashians after today for at least a restraining order against this topic for 60 days at least.
Okay.
At least. Unless is that fair? Does anyone have a problem with that?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Kylie is banging this rap star.
Travis Scott.
Yeah, who played at the Super Bowl. He's a huge star. And he flew home between shows to surprise her.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, he left his phone unattended, and she got on his phone and found out that he's fucking around on her.
Well.
Or she believes he's fucking around.
She found something.
She found something. So he missed his concert in Buffalo.
Yeah.
I've never heard of anything.
He said he was sick.
I've never heard of anything so ridiculous. Someone missing a concert, which I assume that's in a venue that's sizable. This guy's a big star, right?
Yeah, it's got to be an arena.
Because he's in a fight with this Kardashian dope, I would think she would say, look, you asshole, go to your concert.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you think a sensible human being, especially her, a business
person,
a
sensible
human being, billionaire?
Self-made.
Yes, exactly.
You said a sensible human being, though.
So, anyway, as I'm finishing that story.
What does she care if he cancels one? She's not going to care if he fucks over his fans who bought tickets. She's worth billions. She'll be fine.
I think that's a fair point.
It's a big deal, though, when you go into your husband's phone and you find a bunch of, you know, crazy
shit. Well, yeah, sure, it's a big deal,
you
but...
You saw the Giants owner. Same thing happened to him.
But we don't know.
But when 20,000 people buy a ticket to your show, that's not an optional thing. You know, if someone dies in the family or something serious happens, but he's having a fight with his girlfriend. They didn't even break up.
Yeah, I know. It's dumb.
It's way beyond dumb.
That whole story solely comes from one TMZ post. How do they know? They don't know anything except for what she told them.
Well, something sounds very strange in that, you know, he takes his day off to go surprise her. And then too sick to perform.
Do you even believe it, the story in general?
Kind of, yeah. Really? I kind of do.
Yes, sir.
Mostly because...
We did this for the show.
I don't feel good.
Mostly because there's nothing wrong with him when he left. And then all of a sudden, this drama arises. But
they're staying together.
Why does is it kind of interesting that this family of the hottest women in the world, that all their boyfriends fuck around on them, all their husbands fuck around on them?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really. Lamar Odom, James Harden, Tristan Thompson, Kylie's 21. She's supposed to be the hottest girl in the world, and her boyfriend is apparently screwing around on her. Mm-hmm. Is there something going on here?
Maybe they're the problem?
Well, yeah, maybe the girls are the problem, or maybe they, NBA boyfriends aren't always the most loyal.
What?
Duh.
Maybe that's
Chris Humphries
she's fishing
was.
In the wrong pond.
He was very loyal.
She marries a guy on national television and divorces him 60 days later. I mean, how stupid is this? I mean, I'm ashamed that we're even talking about it. It's so dumb. It
doesn't hurt them one bit.
No, they probably the love it all, thing. And I don't know, I just.
Speaking of divorces and breakups, did you see about the 90-Day Fiancé?
No!
I don't know.
My man Colty?
Is this breaking the fourth wall? I don't know if this is in real time or if this
is
in episode time.
Oh, shit. So confusing.
But Colt Johnson threw himself a separation party in Las Vegas at the Crazy Horse.
Hot!
They have him dressed in all black and wearing sunglasses. Johnson enjoyed the attention of a bunch of scantily clad blonde strippers.
Yeah, he has whores all over him now. He's like got a big Instagram following, and just that's what was driving that chick crazy was he just had piles of whores trying to pile into that loser.
Really?
Yeah.
No way. And he liked porn.
Yeah, if you read the comments on, you'll see all these chicks going, oh, I'll take care of you, get rid of her, she's terrible.
Pornhub.
He told Radar Online that I've been responsible for 10 years. I don't want to be responsible for her at all. That's what I'm trying to avoid. Because he's been trying to cancel her green card.
I'm sure he probably is. He's probably running ads on his Instagram by now because he's a big, you know, once you're on a show like that, all of a sudden you have this big following. Are there more dumb people with more money than ever in the history of the world? Doesn't seem that way.
Wow.
With
yes.
social media, yes. It lets more dumb people.
Although,
I think we got into that the other day.
Although I wonder how much those people really are making money on it.
Well, some of them, some of them are just, they're just hot, and they just have big followings, and they sell ads because they're hot, and they take selfies all the time.
Colt's Friday evening strip club
this
party.
This guy's such a dolt, it's beyond belief.
It was billed, I don't know where it was billed, but it was billed as celebrating, quote, his parting and newfound love for the single life. You ready for the twist?
What?
Saturday night. Larissa had her own divorce party at the Crazy Horse.
Ooh. I would think she'd be more concerned about her citizenship than...
She was dancing on the pole.
Yeah, well, there's some stupid swinging dick that will be into her, but it'll have to be somebody with money.
Yeah.
All these chicks are obsessed with money.
After Colt cancels her green card. Oh, look, that's where it was billed. So he actually was getting paid for it. He's starting to think he's getting hot, isn't he, Drew?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt.
He's had kind of a makeover.
Oh, he's such a loser. He's such a dope.
Look at those chicks.
Oh, my God. You
got when it rains, it pours, Crazy Horse. Thanks for the memories. And the first comment underneath, gross.
Stupid. Yes, hairstyles
another one,
changed.
So gross. Another one, you're such a poser, dude. Another one, gross. I'm out of here.
Settle down, Porky.
These morons. Oh my God, the morons. I mean, you know, we've talked about this. The circle of people that we used to have to know about because in movies, TVs, recording, whatever, because you follow pop culture. All of a sudden, there's this giant pile of idiots thrown in.
That's kind of fun.
No, I agree. It is. I mean, I can't tell you how amused I was reading Brandon Lee's Instagram and all the smart-ass comments on there. What a spoiled brat he is. And because his dad is Tommy Lee.
He's so deep.
You know, on the chick ones, it's just like, oh, my God, you're so hot. Yeah. So hot. Oh, my God.
The chick ones and Clayton Patterson's.
But the guys tend to bring in the real the smart-asses.
Yeah.
Mostly other dudes.
Except for
Clayton
Patterson.
Just going, you dick. So, yeah, I amused myself for probably the better part of an hour looking at his and Dylan Jagger Lee's Instagram.
Social media is not all bad.
No, it is. It's amusing. It's a cesspool, but it's an amusing cesspool.
It's gross. Gross!
Sometimes it goes absolutely insane. But that wasn't the only thing in the Washington Post.
Didn't they put up their retraction?
Yeah, they put
it. For the Covington.
They called it an editor's note on Covington. And I thought this was very interesting.
Sounds like it's going to save them from the lawsuit.
Yeah, they were really saying, we'll defend ourselves vigorously and we will not lose and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden,
it's a lot easier to post a retraction than to go to court.
But, you know, look at all the time that has passed and look at what this kid has been put through. But they did say that subsequent reporting and additional video allowed a far more complete assessment as time went on, which is saying we did a horseshit job reporting this story when it came out like everyone else did.
Sounds like you're straining to do some explaining.
I would love to see the original article, that CNN story that, is it S.E. Cup?
S.E. Cup.
Yeah, that was incredible. That was absolutely mind-boggling the way they pounced on this kid. And, you know, the whole build the wall thing. And Nathan Phillips, chief liar, the fake Vietnam vet. I think this is the part of the story that bothers me the most. The fact that this guy portrays himself to be a peacemaker.
Yeah.
A 64-year-old man. And what does he do? He goes, boom, 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 boom. You know, into the kid with the MAGA hat.
Yeah.
Which is not really peacemaking. It didn't make peace.
And the next day, the church, which nobody seems to mention anymore, ever.
And by the way, if he was a peacemaker, after the fact, he would have certainly been more... he would have been more of a bringing people together instead of saying that this kid was full of shit and he didn't watch the interview because he saw the first 30 seconds and it was all BS. That's not really, doesn't sound like a peacemaker to me. And banging a drum into somebody's face, I don't know how that makes peace. It's confusing. Maybe it confused people. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, so there was that. There was something else in the Washington Post this weekend, too, that was... Is it
Bezos related?
No. Although I'm hoping there's Bezos news because I haven't heard any. But there was a story about Malia Obama being clickbait, which someone made her Facebook page public.
Okay,
this is going back a few weeks, yeah. And there were things on it. You know, she hates Trump, and there were some other things.
And they were trying to bust her for underage drinking and stuff.
Yeah, and for...
She has, you know, pictures. She's in college. So
I think she was smoking a joint in a picture, too.
Yeah.
And...
Again?
But I honestly don't know anybody who was really upset about it. Basically...
Oh, I think people like Chelsea Clinton are saying stuff, and people who feel that she should be... Why should people
be... a kid?
Shouldn't she be allowed to live her life a little bit? I mean, really... Is it really that important that we know if Malia Obama is drinking a beer?
But what I mean by that is at first I started seeing all this stuff on Twitter like the right is pounding Malia Obama. How do you say her name?
Malia.
Malia Obama.
I didn't see anyone pounding her. Were people pounding her?
Nobody was. But they were trying to spin it where everybody is against her for being a kid.
Who said that? Who said? I'm just wondering who said it.
Well, the Washington Post story was really implying that, hey, leave this kid alone. She's the president's daughter, and she's 19, and she's trying to live her life. And I agreed with what they were saying, and whoever made the Facebook page public, I think that was bullshit. I don't think her private photos should be put out there because somebody weaseled into her
account. That's what I'm saying. Nobody cares about it. It's a non-story. Nobody cares that she's having a good time.
Except that, you know, people did do stories of, hey, there's a post-it that she hates Trump. And, you know, there were people who were trying to make a story about it or, you know, make hay about it. I think you're right, though. I don't think people really cared. Like, right. Is it really surprising that she wouldn't like Trump? No.
Right.
But is that something that, should we really be seeing post-its from her house because someone broke into her? I mean, I really thought it was bullshit. I think she's, I feel like such an old fogey saying this, but, you know, it used to be that president's kids were just sort of, especially at her age, were just kind of off limits, and people seemed to have some there used to be a tiny bit of respect.
Well, you sent me the link because someone found the John Walsh story. It was the Globe, not the Inquirer. And the thing that jumped up was when I opened it said, Chelsea's Wild Night with Gal Pals.
Saw that.
So that was 2001, and they didn't care.
Well, that was the Globe.
I know.
Wait, you found the dildo pic?
Yes.
It wasn't in the Globe, or the National Enquirer. It was in the Globe.
But it was as good as advertised.
I was really
happy my memory is intact.
I didn't see the dildo picture, though.
Yeah, it's the first one. It's in her hand. She's got her arm around him.
It's in her hand? Why is this?
I don't know what it is. I don't think it's a dildo.
Oh, you know why? Because it's covered by words that says, not for the squeamish. The headline is John Walsh busted. Shameless cheating, sex marathons, and kinky photos. Well, that's like a pretty good advertisement, the last two. Sex marathons and kinky photos. John Walsh busted, America's most wanted hosts double life, and he's shirtless, and some chick is like grabbing him from behind, like his neck, and a hug. And she's got a dildo. Well, he said it. It's you know where he got it from?
Where?
Amazon.com.
Because when
someone's selling it.
Okay, I see. Because when you actually search for it, the only Globe headline that comes up, and you know this is false, it says, John Walsh's kidnapped son found alive.
Oh, yeah. That's in the Globe?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. April 17th, 2001. Back when the world was a simpler place.
I mean, that's kind of a bad headline. They found his head.
Yeah. It's crazy. Let's see what this. Married TV crime buster John Walsh's outrageous sexual antics include a kinky craving for snapping photos while making love with gal pals has shocked his friends, sources revealed. Where are all these kinky photos of John Walsh, besides in the Globe?
I think there's a few in that story that we didn't get because we were just sent the link, and I don't think it showed all the pictures.
One former mistress, buxom blonde Lisa Michelle Brigman. Hey, we should look her up.
Yeah, I will.
Tells Globe the dashing star of Fox TV's America's Most Wanted is a sex addict who's obsessed with all-night love romps. He likes to walk around flaunting his nude body and pampers himself with bubble baths. That sounds nice. Walsh, married to wife Reeve or Reeve?
Yeah, I think they're still married.
Has devoted himself to bringing a criminal. Okay, yeah, we know who he is. But Lisa Michelle confided to Globe. I love it when they print Globe in the Globe. It's in all caps.
Yeah, always.
In an exclusive interview, quote, there's a side of John that few people know. He's a sex addict.
He does look pretty into it, I have to say.
He's hooked on sex, and he goes to great lengths to get what he wants, and he has great stamina. Well, she's basically giving him a nice attitude.
No, I know. It's really not the... If it had to come out, it could have been worse.
He can stay up all night and still do a show. The 55-year-old crook catcher. Biggest passions are oral sex and taking photos with his lovers while they're pleasuring him.
You couldn't really knock that too much.
No, that's all I can get in the article. I'm just reading.
It sounds like he's just relentless in the sack. He's as relentless in the sack as he's chasing criminals.
You can go all night.
Did they make that connection? You would think they would. That sounds like something they would say.
Is this a sex toy or what is this thing?
I don't know. You know, I thought it was a sex toy of some kind.
Is it a massager?
I think they said it was. Could that go in somebody's butt?
Oh, of course it could. And I'm guarantee you it has. It's one of those massagers that's got like a ball at the end of prongs.
Well, they obscured it originally, and I wasn't sure what it was. And I think it was another picture, and it was like, I just assumed it was a dildo. And then when you look at it, it's like, what is that thing? And then I thought, well, it's certainly going a butt.
Yeah, it's been in a butt. There's no doubt. Oh.
And I think it's safe to say that specific one has been in a butt. Not just that it could be, but that one has been in a butt.
Without a doubt. Although it looks like it's still
in the butt.
In the picture, it's before it went in his butt because it still has a tag on it.
It's got a tag on it. They went shopping before this encounter.
Yeah, that's why she's hugging him. She goes, I can't wait to put this in your butt, John.
Hot.
And then put it in my butt.
Oh, boy.
There's also a story in here about Lisa Marie Presley ditching her rocker fiancé and telling pals she wants to remarry Michael Jackson and have his baby.
Oh, yeah, sure.
She's even called Michael, begging him to take her back. It sounds like a story planted by the Jacksons.
I'm sure it was.
Nobody thought this would last.
How stupid. I mean, how absolutely moronic. And people actually suggesting that, oh, yeah, they have a great relationship and blah, blah,
blah. Well, they look like any other normal couple.
I think she wanted a music career, and he thought it would. They,
a beard?
Thought they were a power couple. Yeah, she was a perfect beard. Yeah. It was right after the child. Who marries someone a year after they pay $23 million to a 12-year-old to settle child molestation?
An innocent man.
Okay. Hadn't thought about it that way.
Just BS. Certainly they does.
He behaved like an innocent man because a guilty man certainly would not run around with 12-year-olds for the next 25 years. That would be crazy.
No.
An innocent man would do that.
An innocent man would have another boy over because he's innocent. Nothing's going on.
Yeah. That's just proof. What man who was molesting 12-year-olds would continue having 12-year-olds over?
Oh, yeah. Wait. I think we have it backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Because he got away with it.
That's true. Yeah, he was emboldened. That's the way it goes. You know, on the president's daughter thing, I just wanted to mention.
The Globe from 2 days ago. Wild child Malia out of control. underage.
Admit, she does look like she's having a little bit of a wild time. In spite of my regret that this is being reported, I will say it looks a little wild.
Underage and caught drinking.
Looks like she's having some fun.
Boozing with an $80 bottle of wine.
Wait, does that make it? I've never bought an $80 bottle of wine.
Isn't that classier?
The fuck is that?
Maybe that's classier. But the picture they use of Barack and Michelle is utterly hilarious.
Oh, they're concerned faces.
It's got the starburst where it's like Barack and Michelle's nightmare, and he's sitting like this with the finger and the thumb on the bridge of his nose looking down like, Malia spent $80 on a bottle of wine.
Probably taken in the midst of the...
out of control.
The recession in 2010, 2009.
She's a wild child and she's out of control.
I agree.
It's really lousy that this kid can't just...
Be a kid.
Be a regular kid. And when Chelsea Clinton was... I don't know how old she was. Remember when Chris Farley played her on SNL?
No, it was...
People were horrified by that. Wasn't it Farley?
It was another chick, the one that played Pat. But it wasn't flattering.
Flattering at all. It was really shitty.
No. Was that the turning point when people started picking on?
A lot of people were pissed off.
Yeah.
No, I think they laid off her for a couple of years after that. I think when she turned 18, it all kind of changed. But
yeah, it was,
I don't know. Should they be allowed to get to college through college without a bunch of intrusive crap?
That's not going
to
happen anymore. It's just not because of the internet.
Well, I think some of these cases are very interesting, and the one involving Covington High is going to be very interesting because he's going after specific Twitter.
Didn't Rosie O'Donnell attack Barron, Trump?
Yeah, she said that he's autistic. She can tell by the way he claps.
Yeah.
What a stupid thing to say. He's a fucking 10-year-old.
I know.
But other than that, I can't think of. I don't know, does that kid get a lot of crap?
No,
doesn't seem like it.
He's pretty. They're pretty hands-off.
Pretty hidden.
But then again, how old is he? 12 now? 11? 12?
I think he's 12.
Wait till he turns 18 and goes to college and buys an $80 bottle of wine.
He will be.
And look how they treat Don Jr. He's a child.
I don't think Don Jr.
He's a child.
I don't think he deserves a break.
He's a child. What are you talking about?
No, he's 40. Isn't he 40 or 40?
Get away, there's a child.
I guess that's the advantage for having a 70-year-old president is that the kids are at least older.
And he's writing checks to whores.
Did they treat Reagan?
Oh, Stormy Daniels is doing stand-up comedy now, by the way.
Oh, well, let's see it. Where is it? Who is hiring her?
That's what I saw was the flyer. I think that was on Twitter today.
This is going to be great. Why she can't?
I think Stormy Daniels has. It seems ridiculous to say this.
Joke
I believe she jumped the shark with stand-up comedy.
She's performing.
I know you don't
him?
Believe in climate change, but a storm's a coming, baby.
It's at the Joke Joint in Houston, Texas, March 20th, a Wednesday. So that's smarter than they got her on a Wednesday. So it's not really a day they have to bump somebody.
What a rally by Michael Avenatti, too, the whole R. Kelly thing.
Yeah, big time.
Which, you know, how can you not be rooting for him? And he's come up with two videotapes of R. Kelly having underage sex. He's collected all these victims. It looks like they are really going to go to the mat and punish this guy, finally. But, you know, Avenatti went from, you know, he was Stormy Daniels, he was attacking Trump, he was the darling of the left. And then, of course, what do you know? He was sort of a Me Too character, too, because he's with Stormy Daniels.
Yep.
And then, he beat up his girlfriend. Allegedly.
Yeah.
And then he's made a comeback. I didn't think he could rally out of that one. Oh, she also accused him of using the GoFundMe money irresponsibly, which sounded very believable.
Yeah. I still think those two were banging.
Nice comeback!
Yeah, I tend to think so too. I thought she forgave him very easily.
Horse face, yeah.
Blowing a GoFundMe of $500,000 without, and I think
he screwed over
his. And she said she got no accounting of it.
He screwed over his law firm too.
He also had a bankruptcy with his coffee shop chain.
Remember that great settlement he had with his wife, where she gets the Ferrari. I mean, what is Michael Avenatti without his Ferrari?
He's a very capable guy in many ways, but like many people who are empowered, it can be a double-edged sword. I don't know what's going on with the girl, if They never did charge him, did they?
I think they dropped it.
Did they?
Yeah.
It sounded very believable. I mean, there were witnesses. But that's what happens a lot of times, is the for whatever reason. And, gee, is it possible that he swung a deal with her?
More information, though.
Is it possible that he pulled an R. Kelly with her?
What?
It seems like so often this happens. This Jeffrey Epstein case is the most distressing, disturbing thing. This billionaire who invested for billionaires who had 13 to 15-year-olds coming to his house 3-4 times a day.
For massages.
Yeah, for $300 massages. And it turned into this the creepiest, I mean, beyond creepy thing. This was going on for over a year. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of girls. And the prosecutor actually helps him get out of this thing?
Yeah.
It is so fucked up. I mean, somebody has got to be punished for this.
What kind of punishment will they give him? He's in the cabinet.
I don't care who the... I
know, but what kind of punishment will they give him?
I don't know. I'm sure he will have all kinds of people coming to his defense, because the reason Jeffrey Epstein got off is because he knows people who are incredibly powerful, and you know they put pressure on people on the other side. I mean, this is the way it all works. I don't know. The court system is more disturbing to me than ever. It's you know, if you've got money, it's just a different world. It was always that way, but it's worse than ever.
It's always going to be that way. And I will say, that's the one thing about, oh boy, that time's up, that's really good. But I don't know if that is working? Because remember, that money for time's up was supposed to go to the people that couldn't afford suits, but I don't know.
I have a feeling there's a lot of people making money in time's up, but I haven't heard about all the women who are benefiting from it.
Yeah,
who
that's the big question.
You know, regular people, but, you know, hopefully, you can hope.
Oh, there's something you just said, too. I want to, whatever. I don't remember. Oh, I know what it was.
Oh, wait.
Epstein. The one question that's not being answered is, what was up with that flight with Clinton, Kevin Spacey, and Chris Tucker? That is the most bizarre.
First of all, Chris Tucker.
Grouping of three people.
Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
Epstein,
by the way.
Clinton, Spacey, Tucker. Well, you know, it's like the old Sesame thing with three vegetables and a bolt.
See here, I disagree with you. One of the things that doesn't belong. Tucker does, because he's got a weird little history with
Jackson
related.
I mean, he and Spacey are probably buddying up, and that's, you know, they're probably breaking off into twosomes. Clinton and Epstein go off for the chicks, and those two, I don't know.
I'm kind of wondering what it is. I mean,
do you fly on the wall in that private jet?
I don't want to. Gross. Although, if you're a fly, you'd probably like some of this stuff.
I don't know what that means.
Well, you know, flies and like garbage.
Another circle.
Hello, Susan.
How are you?
I thought the song was going to happen.
Look carefully.
Is Kevin Spacey a great humanitarian?
No. I mean, even before the Me Too stuff.
I mean, is he a fake humanitarian? Does he occasionally put his name on something?
I don't know. Let's call his brother and ask.
Chris Tucker. It's funny how the Michael Jackson connection is. There's got to be something weird
there's
there.
There's something there.
You know, when we mentioned.
Were they going to. What part of the world were they going to together, too?
Somewhere that sounds scary. I want to say Southeast Asia. It's in Jeffrey Epstein's Wikipedia. I think that's where I read it. It was in the Miami Herald piece, too, which is. It's an incredibly long read, but
now, if you were Kevin Spacey or Chris Tucker, wouldn't you just be looking at that every day and deleting that part of Wikipedia?
They went to Africa. Yeah.
Oh, Africa?
Yeah.
Didn't they go somewhere else, too?
And Caribbean Island, Little St. James.
Oh.
Wasn't there a Far East
in the U.S. leg? Virgin Islands.
There was a Far Eastern leg, but maybe there was a lot to absorb in that story.
Where's the pilot of that plane? He knows.
The thing I was going to mention, kind of spinning off that GoFundMe and Michael Avenatti, was that Roseanne Barr was just pounding on Me Too.
Yeah.
Why was Roseanne Barr speaking up? Was she on someone's show?
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, this guy's show.
She called the Me Too founder, who, by the way, left Me Too because her son was Me Too'd, and she supports her son.
Yeah, it's dumb.
No, I thought the whole idea of Me Too was that we always believe the women.
Yeah.
Except when it's my son.
Yeah.
So she was forced to resign.
I wonder if he put a new podcast out.
And by the way, you can't just pick a gender and say, we always believe the men.
No.
We always believe the women. You can't always believe anyone because of their gender. You can, you know, imagine saying we have to always believe the men.
You know how ridiculous that sounds? Recently was Bill Maher, of all people, said, it's not about just blanketly believing people. It's just you have to listen to them and then decide, which I thought was pretty measured. There's a lot of people that just don't want to believe the other side. Oh, they're doing it for money. Well, oh, they're doing it for attention.
First of all, if you take the gender, there's a certain percentage of that gender, and I don't want to get into numbers, who are just complete drama queen idiots, morons. The idea that women are always going to tell the truth about all women, I can't even believe anyone repeated that statement. True, it's so stupid.
True, but a lot of people just would never believe a woman. Or listen to a woman.
But anybody that would never believe a woman is so far off, you're never going to convert them to always believing a woman. I mean, a story is a story, and it shouldn't be determined on social media. And because it's on social media, everyone shouldn't just blanket believe it because a female said it. And I'm not knocking females. I'm just saying the whole thing is so flawed.
Yeah.
You want to hear Roseanne? She's on the Candace Owens show.
Me Too movement. They were talking about that, and I shouldn't go there.
Oh, you should go there. Do you know how much trouble I got in for it? You can't be in worse trouble than me for talking about Me Too. Don't worry.
First of all, let me tell you, Mike Tyson, sure, who's that hilarious and a friend for a long time, he calls it the YouTube movement.
What, the YouTube movement, meaning?
You too.
Like?
They're going to get you too.
Yeah, the closest thing to white supremacy that I've seen in my lifetime mm-hmm. has been this radicalized Lena Dunham types going around saying, we want this now, whatever we say happens. Do you remember this scandal with Lena Dunham, like saying that some black guy didn't say hi to her at the Met Gala and she was victimized? I mean, I've been paying attention to in the back of a courtroom crying. Just believe her. The believe women thing has been building up, and I've been like, this is getting crazy.
It is crazy.
And women have to be the one to take it down. It's up to us to say something about it.
Well, I said it yesterday. I'll tell you what I said. She says something to me about, well, you know, they were there in the room because they thought they were going to get a job 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's like, because they're hoes.
Have you lived? Have you seen like the way that women use sex together?
Like, if you don't run out the room and go, excuse me, you don't talk to me, that you don't do that to me.
Oh, easier said than done.
Excuse me and leave. But you stayed around because you're like, well, I thought maybe he was going to give me a writing job. Well, you ain't nothing but a hog.
There's just something striking about these leftist protests. They're always all middle-aged white people.
That's right.
And they're talking about issues for minorities. Well, where the hell are the minorities that you're talking about issues for?
They're nowhere near them.
I always say they're at work because it was a Monday morning and it was 8 a.m. And this is white privilege right here. If you can be here at 8 a.m. in the morning on a Monday yelling in a pussy hat, you might be embodying that mythical white privilege that you talk about all the time.
Exactly. I always say that, well, I shouldn't say, but
you should say,
well, there are always like really obese people from the Midwest that are telling about how Israel should be,
right? It's like there's
it's like, why don't you go on a diet?
It's striking. It's
why don't
striking.
You go on a diet?
Right.
Save your food. I love the way she eggs Roseanne on.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're safe here, Roseanne. Nobody's gonna hear this. You know, having read so much about Harvey Weinstein, who's an abominable person, obviously, probably not. Is he going to be convicted of anything?
No. I don't think so.
If they can't get him for the 2016 one that they have a recording of, I don't know how they get him with anything.
Yeah.
But this guy was so known for what he did, and the people who said, oh, I didn't know anything, it's such bullshit. Everyone knew what this guy was about. And there's a point in time where it does surprise me that so many people hoped that Harvey, you know, there was one case where somebody said, you know, I've heard a lot of crazy stuff about you. Do you promise that? And he says, oh, of course. And then he proceeds to molest the female, whoever it was. So, you know, this guy did hold the strings to a lot of jobs, and a lot of these people wanted jobs, and they took a risk in a way, which they shouldn't have to do, but and I'm not saying you deserve what you get because you knew better and
you fell for it. To be assaulted.
No, but he was known for doing this. And these people that you know, suggest, oh my God, I had no idea. They fucking knew.
He's also a boss. I mean, if you want to work for someone.
But he's not the only boss out there, and that's not a guy whose hotel room you go to. And, you know, this bullshit he was pulling with, you know, meeting people close to closing time so they couldn't meet long enough and go, oh, well, I will have to take up to my hotel room. Well, isn't that, to me, it's like, there's no fucking way. He's raping people. And Pam Anderson says, you know, you don't meet somebody for a job in a hotel room, which I think she was just trying to help. And she gets attacked like it's the most ridiculous thing anyone's ever said.
Well, that's like assuming that anybody that ever meets anyone in a hotel room, something's going to happen.
But a hotel room is not a place to meet someone to talk to about a job. It's just not. I mean, for a woman like Pam Anderson, fuck no. Especially in that world. That world is so scummy and, you know, there's so many people.
But if you're meeting in Cannes, like, they were with Weinstein. Where are you supposed to meet him at?
Why can't you meet him at his office?
In Cannes? He doesn't have an office.
Oh, in Cannes? Well, then don't meet him in Cannes. How is that worth taking that? I don't know how that's worth. I mean, the people who are molested by him intimate that it's a life-changing event, that they've never been the same. How is that worth it to take a risk to get a job when you know this person is this way?
Well, isn't it a thing where I didn't think it would happen to me? So you don't have any sympathy for them?
I don't have sympathy for them. I'm just saying I don't think someone who is a known molester and assaulter of women, you don't meet that person in a hotel room. It's just a bad idea. And I'm not saying that he bears no responsibility because they were dumb enough to meet with him in a hotel room. I'm just saying it seems so obvious to me. And when Pam Anderson said that, she was attacked. I mean, if anybody could give good advice about that topic, I would take it from Pam Anderson.
Yeah, but she was famous from a very young age. She wasn't trying to make it like a lot of these women are.
Anderson's a beautiful, sexy woman who a lot of people probably mistake, rightly or wrongly, for being slutty or for wanting sex.
Sure.
And
she also has the availability to turn things down and turn other projects down.
She does, but
there's a million
stories about people that were nobodies who are even more easily molested because they have no power. They should even more not meet someone in a hotel room.
Yeah, but what if,
why does someone have to meet you in a hotel room? I think if a woman says, you know, I'm a little uncomfortable meeting in a hotel room, any male who is sincere would say, well, of course, that's, you know, I completely understand that. If anybody doesn't understand that, then you don't want to work for them anyway.
Maybe they're just all naive then, I guess. And they just thought this was their only opportunity to meet with Harvey Weinstein.
Well, that's the other side of it, is that, and a lot of people are very critical of the other side because they say, oh, they wanted jobs. They just wanted it. They slept with them anyway. They slept with them willingly.
It's basically what
they knew was a quid pro quo.
That's what Roseanne was saying.
The people that slept with them did get jobs in many cases. That doesn't make it right. But, to say that someone shouldn't meet someone in a hotel room seems to me like pretty spot on advice. And again, the guy that says,
only
hey, fuck you. If you don't tell him, fuck you. Then he's an asshole. Then he doesn't have your best interest in mind.
Of course not. But then you miss out on that opportunity.
Well, so getting the job is worth getting molested or assaulted?
I think in that bit. Well, no, I think it's worth the alleged risk that they think of.
Well, the ones that get assaulted don't seem to think it is.
Of course not, because it happened to them.
Right, so you want to take a 25% chance. Well, hey, I might get the job and not get assaulted.
In that business, that's on you. One of the most powerful. I don't know. I have a little problem with you're asking for it because you went up there.
What is wrong with saying you shouldn't meet a person in a hotel room for a job? They have a job to hold over your head, and you're in a hotel room with them.
Yeah.
And he's a known assaulter and molester of women.
Yeah. So you turn it down, you don't ever get that opportunity.
So
that's how that business, that's why he wields so much fucking power.
No, I understand why he does. But if there weren't people who were willing to say, well, maybe I'll get the job and he won't molest me, as people said, then I go back to Pam Anderson and say, I think it's good advice. And if somebody says, fuck you, you meet me in my hotel room, or forget it, which he would do. And you heard him outside that woman's room saying, oh, I promise. I mean, he's relentless.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if you're dealing with people who are on the, and this is what's so silly about the whole Me Too thing, is acting like the whole world is like Hollywood. It's not. In the real world,
not even close to it.
If someone says they got to meet you in a hotel room for a job, I know plenty. I would say the vast majority of women say, I don't feel right about that.
Well, because also in the real world with real companies, they have some kind of HR department that lays out, you know, how to handle things, because you're working for a company. You're not an independent contractor that goes to meet people in a hotel room. It's just a different kind of business.
Yeah, it is, but it still doesn't change what a person's motives are when they want to meet you in a hotel room. And anybody who says they won't only meet you in a hotel room is somebody you don't want to work for, mm-hmm. unless you want to take the chance.
Then
if you want to take the chance,
trying.
Then that's on, you know, you have to take some of the contributory negligence, I guess. But I thought this idea that Pam Anderson is the worst person in the world because she suggested that you don't, she didn't say, anyone that got molested in a hotel room is a fucking whore.
Well, no,
she just said, don't meet somebody in a hotel room.
But that's just a different angle.
I just thought her getting shit on for that was crazy, stupid. You know, Matt Damon said something so absolutely pedestrian
and like, correct.
What the fuck is wrong? I mean,
what he said was correct.
When I see a story like that, and it happens a lot, I swear, I was like, do I live in Russia in 1970? I remember when we used to laugh at Russia because, you know, oh, they don't even know about the Beatles yet in Russia. It was like they live in this world where nobody knows anything, and they don't know if it's real half the time. When somebody gets attacked like that, and it really becomes, yeah, he was attacked because he deserved to be attacked, and people walk around saying things like, you really wonder which way is up in this fucking world? We out of our minds?
Dijon Bowden does have a new podcast. The guy whose mom stepped down from, was it Me Too or Time's
okay.
Up?
Okay, all right.
You know, his How to Be an MF Legend, doing it.
Is he responding to the charges against him?
Oh, I doubt it. Do you want to listen to more of it, like the last time, the How to Build Your Brand episode?
This guy must get, 12 downloads a show?
He's getting at least one.
It is amusing to me that
what's good, fam?
People are reported to have a podcast, and there's never really any reference to whether they have a million people or three people.
No. But he's going to tell you how to activate your legend.
Uh-huh. Sort of like saying someone has a car. It's getting that point.
To help you unlock the greatness that is already inside of you.
At least he's still going forward. This is in the self-help section, by the way, of iTunes podcast.
Yeah, help yourself to some titties.
Welcome back, motherfucking legend tribe. I'm here with
call me part of your tribe.
Very unique sister here, Dakota Chanel.
I bet she's not that unique.
Exactly, cannot be a big
time
tribe.
We're really communicating. Although I have seen her on various social media channels sharing her wisdom about
boring.
Embodying the divine feminine and creating healthy partnerships and tantra and stuff. So I was just intrigued by everything that she was offering. And
I'm dying to know who this person I've never heard of
is. Thank you for being here, Dakota.
I'm not going to mention that he's
thank you for having
making
me.
Headlines for the first time in his life.
Yeah, so she has been...
She sounds brilliant.
...launching her own programs to help women, I guess, embody the divine feminine and...
Oh, that's how he's fighting.
Seems like this guy should shut up about women for a while.
On a number of levels, that feels very interesting to me because
I was accused.
For me, at least, I'm a romantic. So the idea of creating a harmonious,
you're such a romantic,
balanced, symbiotic relationship is very exciting. And I feel like that's true for a lot of people, but especially with what's going on in the planet now.
In the planet?
The masculine and feminine energies being so at odds.
I think I just automatically don't trust a guy who sounds like he cares that
much. Insight into how to create.
I just don't think I believe it.
Union.
In his case, you'd probably be right not to believe it.
It's definitely something that's always been a deep inquiry and passion of mine ever since I was a teenager.
Buzzword.
Deep inquiring passion.
I remember reading this book by Tom
Kenyon
called The Magdalene
Manuscript. Yeah, for her.
Love that.
And in it, he. Yeah,
you've never read it.
Oh, and in that book, I remember being like, wow, this feels right. This feels like my lineage. This feels like something that I'm here to embody and anchor on the planet.
It's very relatable.
What
does it
mean?
What does it mean to be in sacred union, and how do we get there? And it's been a long, long journey through.
Oh boy, there's a lot of people that talk a lot of shit, aren't there?
And what I came to realize
she might be worse than the last chick.
This this art of sacred union is actually a way of
art of what?
The sacred union?
Being within our own selves. And until we have a certain level of sacred union within our own selves, our external mirror is going to be
people are so full of shit.
Chaotic or muddied. So it's kind of the principle with the water.
Oh my God. On her website.
Everybody's still awake?
On the website at the top of it. Woo. Sign up for my free Amrita orgasm immersion. So I clicked on it. And first off, it's got a picture of her like topless with her nipples covered and sitting by the ocean. It's a 3-day free online baptism. Release pain from your G-spot. Dive into the sacredness of your sexual fluids. No wonder this guy had her on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's audio meditation.
Hey, just to finish Roseanne Barr, because I forgot about this. She was naming names, you know, among the other. I mean, Roseanne certainly doesn't spare any thought when it comes to things going on in her brain. She said Kamala Harris slept her way to the bottom. I think she's referring to who was the guy she was nailing when she started out? Was it Willie Brown?
Oh, was she? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The mayor
of
San Francisco?
Yeah, she had something going on with him. And then
she was a DA there.
Yeah. And then she was bitching out, and I'd heard this story, and I never really heard a follow-up on it. She was criticizing Christine Blasey Ford for using her white woman privilege to get $1 million in crowdfunding. And I had heard that she did get a crowdfunding or a... an account was started for her. It was a huge account.
It was like five accounts.
And someone said that she did get one of those really big accounts, and it was around $1 million. And I remember that it was a very sarcastic appraisal of it. They were saying that she needed it for security guards, that her family was being...
Yeah, a second door.
Yeah, they were. They needed security guards, and they needed an alternative residence because they couldn't live where they lived anymore. And I don't know what the actual results are if she's still walking around with two security guards and if they bought $1 million home or something. It seemed like they had money, so I really didn't understand.
Yeah.
How much security does one person need?
They raised, I know one of them was like $800,000 and the other one was like $700,000. So she did raise a ton of money. But
and she collected that money? Well, I mean, she kept the money?
She came out and said that she was going to donate the money, though.
Oh.
To survivors.
Okay. So Roseanne's talking out of her ass.
Well, I'm not sure if she actually donated it, but that's what she said she was going
to
do.
Hmm. Be interesting to find out.
And Willie Brown was a state assembly spokesperson when they dated, and he did appoint her.
Well, a
board position.
Ooh. What is it? Has anyone heard anything about Christine Blasey Ford?
Uh-uh.
I'm sure she's glad she stepped into the limelight for 5 minutes.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, which makes you...
All the news on her now is just the Roseanne stuff.
She's probably not real happy with that friend of hers who didn't remember anything. Let's see, a couple of GoFundMe accounts. It seems like, you know, would it be nice to know the ending to these stories? Just like the guy who got the backwards swastikas on his car. I mean, wouldn't you like to
know
how these things end?
Why don't we call him?
Yeah, he probably would tell us. He talked to us the first day.
We already know he got his car fixed. I mean, he got...
I want to know how this story ends.
Probably got like $6,000 and he got his car fixed.
I think it was $10,000. How much does it
cost
to paint a car?
I want to know how this story ends.
Let's see. It dedicated to Ford, help Christine Blasey Ford cover Dr. Blasey's security costs. Both raised north of $700,000. There's a crowdfunding for the Kavanaugh family that raised close to $600,000. Where's this money go?
Can they just cancel each other out? Whatever one's higher, they can have the difference.
I can't believe many people give money to these two people.
And a lot of them are scams. People are, you know, will set something up for somebody else and they'll just keep the money themselves.
I'm kind of surprised that thing is still going the way it's going, especially after the homeless guy and that fake account.
Oh, hilarious.
To you, Miss Stevens, $1 million is nothing to most people. A millionaire GoFundMe account is a lot of money. Has this GoFundMe created a new incentive for accusers?
You know who needs a GoFundMe is my girl, Amanda Bynes. Poor girl.
Oh, yeah. She's
back in a rehab because she got rid of her life coach. Which makes me feel like the life coach planted that story.
The life coach? Who cares if she has a life coach?
She was doing great with the life coach. As soon as she kicks her to the curb, she's back in rehab.
Go to a rehab just because she doesn't have a life coach.
The source, who I believe...
Murder my vagina.
Who I believe is probably her life coach, said, I know she'd have her life coach with her everywhere she went. Even if she's going to the bathroom, her life coach would go with her. That woman would not leave her side, but in the last few months of school, I no longer saw her life coach. I thought it was weird because Amanda Bynes went back to school. After the new year, the informant said Bynes seemed to let the stress of Hollywood get to her. A bunch of us got together right after the new year. I want to say in mid-January, and Amanda was telling us how excited she was to get back into acting, but it's been a harder transition than she thought. She was alluding to not getting any movie or show roles, or that Hollywood wouldn't welcome her back. And now she's in rehab. It's very sad.
Yeah, I guess it would be hard for her to get work.
You're going into a rehab.
She needs somebody, to hire a life
somebody
coach
would just
back.
Somebody would just have to put up the money. I mean, nobody's going to hire her.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm surprised she doesn't have a reality show.
Yeah, she could easily get one of those. She's already worth $4 million.
The reality show is the last step down, isn't it really?
Or porn.
And then a podcast, of course.
I know, she's probably sitting there weighing, porn or podcast? Porn
I think she'd, porn. There's porn, of course. I don't think she'd do porn. Well, she might do porn if she was off her meds.
Sounds like she is.
And that reminded me of Jesse Smollett. I wonder if he'll have a career after all this ends.
Only if it's in music.
I don't think he has a music career, though. He's 36. He'd have one by now.
What does Lee Daniels said about it, the guy that runs Empire? He's not standing by him, is he?
I don't know.
Because I wonder if he ever did another movie, because he's done movies before. If he supports him, I could see him hiring him.
I don't think so. I just,
it'd be nuts to do it.
No,
but.
I can't believe. I think he's just done. Just done. But I think something else is coming. I don't know what it is. Yeah. Like a fake suicide attempt, maybe. I didn't realize how ridiculous that was until I said it.
God, there was a great joke on SNL's news section about, I can't remember what it was about, but he was the punchline. And they had him as a joke in another sketch,
too. Yeah, I saw that.
Shark Tank joke.
Yeah, but there's another one.
It's kind of interesting. When this first happened, though, he wasn't even mentioned in Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
When this thing first broke, and I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. And then now that it seems like the whole world is piled on him, now all of a sudden he's open season on SNL. Who was the music guest?
Some country guy.
Yeah, I didn't even know who that dude was.
Sped right through it.
Pete Davidson threw somebody else out of a comedy show. Did you guys see that?
No, who now?
He's wearing an Ariana Grande t-shirt.
Why'd he throw him out?
Because he's wearing an Ariana Grande t-shirt.
What, is it too distracting?
Oh, my God, this one is so sensitive.
Yeah, he is so soft. Hard on the jokes, soft on the receiving end.
Yeah.
Although, you know, anybody that wears an Ariana Grande shirt to a show is an asshole, I would say.
Well, they know what they're doing.
But I thought that was usually an opportunity for a comedian to, you know, you're supposed to have the chops to...
The only news I ever saw with Pete Davidson this weekend is that he's still with that Kate Beckinsale again.
Yeah.
Lucky.
I know.
Damn.
Unless she's just a disaster. Well,
I know. It really makes me wonder about her. I mean, for him, it's like, oh, my God. I mean, Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale. And he's the biggest star on Saturday Night Live. So it makes sense, in a way, that he'd pull amazing ass. Mm-hmm. But he's not like he's that hot. He sounds like a mess. But... He's, you know, we were talking about that one day, and I realized, I think you said it, Brandon, he's the biggest star on Saturday Night Live. It's like, yeah, he is the biggest star on Saturday Night Live, which is weird to say.
I mean, Keenan's on his way out this season, I'm pretty sure.
But if you Googled all the members of Saturday Night Live, if you Googled him, more stuff would come up than anyone.
Absolutely.
By a mile.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
at least on the male end. On the female would be Kate McKinnon.
I don't think she even gets half the mentions he does. And he's got movies coming, too.
Yeah, he's starting to act in some films. He'll be in the new Motley Crue one.
What's he doing in that?
I think he plays an agent.
Oh.
I'm done with biopics.
Well, there's an Elton John one coming, too. And you know what the guy...
I want to see that, but it's just... Although that is portrays to a very specific moment of Elton's life, right? It's not the whole life of Elton John, is it?
You know, it seemed like it was covering significant ground. I mean, I don't think it's covering 6 months of them.
Of course, it's called Rocket Man. Ugh.
I know. The guy sounds a little like Elton John. That was one thing I kind of was surprised to hear.
Wait, pause it for a sec, though. Is
by the way, Elton did a duet with this guy somewhere.
So it obviously has Elton's blessing.
Yeah,
right?
It does. It does.
Well, Elton John was in the Kingsman movie with this kid too.
Is it going to really be?
Oh, who knows? I'm sure it'll be Hollywoodized, and it'll have a big red bow at the end.
Great. All right,
probably ends with him coming out of rehab and
where there was darkness,
saying he's gay and blowing somebody.
There is no you. And it's going to be a wild ride.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find.
So I think I'd rather see a movie about Elton John with the real.
A documentary?
Clips. Yeah, a documentary. A long documentary.
Yeah.
I mean, he's had a long, fascinating career. And so, the whole thing with being in the closet and all, you know, being married and all those, you know.
Well, like Freddie, but they just kind of breezed over that.
Yeah, but wasn't Elton John out of the closet long, long time ago?
Yeah, he was. But then he got married after he came out of the closet. Yeah. He was out of the closet in the 70s when no one was out of the closet. He said he was bisexual. And I don't think he really was bisexual. He just said that. So it was like, you know, oh, well, he does bone chicks, too.
To lessen the blow?
Yes, exactly. Which, you know, is horrible to even have to say that, but I believe that was the case. He married that Renata chick in 84. And of course, that didn't last too long.
I can't imagine why.
I know.
Now, this thing online said it's going to follow him from being a prodigy at the Royal Academy of Music to meeting up with Bernie Taupin, but that trailer showed stuff way past that.
Bernie Taupin is early
in
his career. I mean, that would end this thing in 1970.
Yeah, before all the good stuff happened. I don't know, May 31st.
Yeah, don't avoid the superstar part.
I thought they showed him avoid the superstar. Kind of person who avoids the superstar.
I think they showed him on stage at Dodger Stadium in a duck suit. That's like 75.
Which is his pinnacle.
Yeah. He was so big. I mean, from, I'm trying to think of the... Well, Rocket Man was a huge hit. Huge hit. Summer of 71, I believe. And then, and your song had been a big hit. And then Crocodile Rock and Daniel and Goodbye Little Brick Road came out in 73. Goodbye Little Brick Road was a monster. Mm. And as far as, what was the single off that? I guess it was Goodbye Little Brick Road. But he was doing, you know, that was a time when people would actually do singles that weren't on the albums, like he did Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, which was a number one hit. But he had so many hits in such a short period, and they were good.
Goodbye,
oh, God.
It's the biggest hit.
Oh, it is. You're right. Oh, fuck.
You are the grace that placed yourselves where lives were torn apart.
Oh, Jesus.
Can't wait.
At least this won't be in the movie.
Rocket Man's going to be great, though.
She packed my bags last night.
See, sounds just like him.
I would watch a biopic on William Hung.
Zero
if it was called Rocket Man.
Night
this song is so good that this isn't that bad.
Wait.
What
time, William?
Zero up. 9 a.m.
Oh, boy. 9 a.m.?
What time?
And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
Do you think they had him do multiple takes to find the worst one? Or is it just one take,
yeah, it's
whatever?
It's very possible. Either that or it's like one take on.
One take, whatever, William.
So I miss my wife.
Oh boy.
It's lonely out in space.
They kind of screwed that line up.
On such a time.
What? You miss a word there?
I don't know what he's saying.
So such? Are they editing words out of this to make them look bad?
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
Sweet.
I'm not the man they think I'm at.
Now, if Tom was playing him, I'd be more interested in the movie. That'd be great. That'd be hilarious, everyone acting like William Hung is this giant star.
But make it the same story as Elton. Like, yeah. He's just playing the role.
He has to make out with dudes.
He would. Oh, no, he wouldn't even shower.
I know. That was so funny. Who is the dope who wants to give a bunch of money to shower in his underwear or something? Oh, William, we have someone who would like to pay you $10,000 to shower with a pair of very brief briefs on. I mean, I'd just be like, wait, who? What? Mars ain't the kind of place. They don't even want me to beat off? Raise your kiss.
It's a pretty cool song. In fact, it's cold as hell. Ooh, William.
Come on, hon. And there's no one there to raise them. Wait, raise if you did. Them, yeah. Doing a good job on the piano.
Band's pretty tight.
And all the science I don't understand. It's just my job 5 days a week. A rocket man. Rocket man. I can actually hit the William Hung notes. This is gonna just doesn't sound right.
Do you think they brought a band in, or is this just a karaoke CD?
I think it's a band. It sounds like he has trouble reading. Like he's a slow reader.
No, he's doing this from memory.
Enunciate, William, every syllable.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I'm at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man.
Really feeling this. Okay,
rocket what? Man, enough, huh? The song's not over. What are you talking about?
This has been a long, long time listening to this.
I know. Well, I was trying to find something. Trying to find something to match it up with. But I ran out of time. I was looking for
We will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea. Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself. And
I couldn't
for
get
his regime.
His Oon reference of Rocket Man in time.
Elton John's biggest hits, by the way, as so frequently happens, are not his best songs. First of all, Candle in the Wind.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Which is a disgrace.
Beautiful.
The Diana version is his biggest hit.
Rest in peace.
And then That's What Friends Are For. That Dion Warwick and Friends was number one.
Honestly, I don't even think that's the best tribute song to Diana.
That's What Friends Are For?
No.
Oh, yeah. And Goodbye, Ling's Rose.
Yeah.
And it's terrible. It's hideous. Philadelphia Freedom? That's not one of his best songs.
I hate that song.
Don't Go Breaking My Heart with Kiki D. I've Got the Music in Me.
Don't Go Smelling My Fart.
Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me with George Michael, which was a re-release. He'd already released that. Benny and the Jets. That's the best song that was number one for him. Crocodile Rock, not my favorite. Island Girl, which was a terrible song, but he was so hot at the time, he could have put anything out and it would have been a hit.
I don't know that song. What's the hook?
Sucks. No one plays it. He never even plays it live. It was Island Girl. Don't play it.
Ugh.
It's horrible. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds was number one. I Don't Want to Go On With You Like That. That was a great song. Yeah, this is awful. This is when he was so big. This was the turning point. He did a song called Bad Blood with Neil Sedaka, too, that was a hit. Ugh. That was terrible. He's just phoning this. Bernie and him are phoning it in. We need a hit, Elton. Just put something on.
Why don't you go back to your home on Four Island?
What you want, it with you, white man's world.
Wait a Is that a
told you a piece of shit?
Is that a xylophone in there?
I think so. Hey, can you put on I Don't Want to Go On With You Like That? That was his comeback hit in 88. He was really, I don't think he'd had a hit for 10 years. It was a cool song.
I don't know that song either.
I don't want to go.
Oh, I know that song.
That was an MTV.
Yeah, that's a big MTV one.
Yeah, it was a big song.
Great video.
It was number two. Goodbye, Little Brick Road was number two. Daniel was number two. God, he's got so many number twos. Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, the original version from 74 was number two. Daniel. Little Genie was number three. Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Ugh. Number four, I guess that's why they call it the blues number four.
Is that the
Lion
King
song? So many top five hits. Yeah.
Sounds like a number one hit tune, all right.
The Bitch's Back was number four. Someone Saved My Life Tonight was number four. Sad Songs was number five. Mm. Candle in the Wind, the original, was number five. How many top five hits does this guy have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Wait.
Oops. Since you mentioned Candle in the Wind again, here's the best Princess Diana eulogy song.
Shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night, gone too soon.
He wrote that for her.
7, 8, 9, 10.
That's a real song he wrote for her.
11, 12. Damn it.
Oh, nice intro, Jacko. Slow down. Slow down.
He has 19 top five hits. And Candle in the Wind, the original, was six. Where's I Don't Want to Go On With You Like That? Why are we playing this piece of shit?
This is it.
What? This is not I Don't Want to Go On With You Like That.
Close enough.
No, it's
I Don't Want to Go On With You Because It's Gone Too Soon.
Like a comet blazing across the evening sky.
This is Michael Jackson.
What trite lyrics. Like a comet blazing across the evening sky. God.
Too soon. Too soon. I didn't know there was a song.
Yeah. Does he actually sing Shiny and Sparkly?
Like a rainbow.
Probably.
Fading in the
he quotes himself, like Mitch Albom.
Like a rainbow fading.
That quote was so good.
Gone too soon.
Gotta write a song quote myself.
Ooh-hoo.
Mitch could write a song quoting himself. Let him just begun.
You mean shiny by the bottom?
And splendidly bright.
What?
Yeah, one day.
What?
Gone one night.
Shiny and sparkly.
What?
And splendidly bright. Here one day.
Like the lost.
Gone one night.
Well,
gone too soon.
Where's Gone Too Soon?
Oh, he
didn't say
it
Gone
down.
Too Soon, did he?
No, he was jumping ahead to the next part.
Well, that's bullshit. He didn't quote himself properly.
Gone one night.
Gone too soon. Gone too soon.
Like the loss of sunlight.
What a tease that was.
What a dog shit song.
I was so excited.
Poor, and I, you know what? I finally have sympathy.
Look at blue balls.
I have sympathy for Diana. She had one terrible song written about her dying, and the other was just a remake of him.
I know, of him quoting himself.
Yeah.
It's like the Harwells having to deal with The Honeymoon's Just Starting being number one.
And a fake conversation he had with a little boy.
That's a great way to end a story, though, with a quote from you that you made up. Although he did admit it.
Well, yeah, he had to plug Ernie.
What could capture it better than something he said versus something Ernie said or Lulu? I mean, that's what a tribute to Mitch Albom that is. I think it's beautiful.
Tribute to Mitch Albom, which is really what it was about, which is fine. And that's great.
Not a sports podcast, but LeBron walked off the court early.
Yeah.
After the Lakers' defeat with 10 seconds left, he was gone to the locker room.
That's the Phoenix Sun game. That's also the game he just, did you see his inbound pass?
Yes. He fired it inbounds against the backboard.
What a lazy pass.
What's going on there? Is he falling apart?
I think he's more focused on his production shows. Oops.
I was watching ESPN, this is probably 2 weeks ago, and they were showing clips of him where he's barely playing.
Easy on defense?
Yeah, he's just not doing anything. He's not even bothering to go to the ball. He's not trying to rebound. And then in the fourth quarter, they show him giving 500% doing his full back up the middle thing, like, I'm going to run you over.
Yep.
I mean, it was really, strange.
Very. I don't know. Maybe he's just disinterested. I can't believe he'd be disinterested, but he's clearly
not making the playoffs. Is a pretty big drag.
Well, they're not
it?
Out of it yet. Are they 4 games out?
I don't know. They're not going anywhere though.
No, no.
Somebody was pointing out this. I think this was on ESPN too. I really rarely watch ESPN, but I've had it on in the morning a few times recently, and it's like, oh, yeah, I guess I don't hate sports that much. But 105.1 has completely derailed my love of sports, but not football and baseball, but although I'm definitely less interested. But I'm watching NBA highlights, and I'm like, oh, maybe I can start liking sports again. College basketball, I haven't been paying as much. I used to watch every Michigan game. I haven't watched as much as I have.
Even though I declared the game to be over when Maryland was up 6-0.
Yeah, and I held tight and took Michigan. I would have won a lot of money.
I thought for certain it was over. They won 69-62. There was a really interesting moment in the game, though. I can play this for you. Iggy goes to the foul line, 8-6, and the crowd starts chanting, "You are ugly."
He has been voted the Big Ten Freshman of the Week. He has had a great first year. He's been outstanding. You saw in that shot.
He doesn't speak English, so he doesn't know what they're saying.
Doesn't speak. He speaks Canadian. So the head coach,
yeah.
I think by way of one of those places.
It's funny, I just assumed he was from Eastern Europe.
Because of the name Brizdakis.
Probably.
Now, Turgid, grabbed the microphone at one point. I don't know if it's on this clip or not.
Just explaining it is hard, let alone doing it. But obviously, he can also shoot right-handed, and that certainly helps out. From Oakville, Ontario, Canada.
So you can kind of hear the announcer there. He's like, "Fans, Coach Turgeon, please kindly request you not to do that chant." So in the beginning of the game, their coach actually had to tell their crowd not to chant. You are ugly. Who cares?
Far from the worst chant I've heard.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
What soccer games? They will chant anything.
They chant racist stuff all the time.
Remember
when Jalen
give a shit?
Remember when Jalen used to go to the free throw line and they chant crack house?
Oh yeah. But LeBron. No, this was, and I'm not really trying to connect these things. I just remembered it. This is maybe a week ago. They were playing, who's Antoine Davis playing for?
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Anthony Davis, yeah. And the Lakers were losing, and I think New Orleans was winning in the fourth quarter, and the Lakers came back and won the game. And I think
Davis was cheering.
The story was that he sat out the fourth quarter. I don't think he played the last 10 minutes. No, not LeBron.
Oh, Davis did,
Anthony Davis didn't play, and it was being suggested that, hey, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Why is he on the bench as they're blowing this game?
Well, they've been benching him with that whole trade when they totally boned L.A. and totally messed with him. New Orleans had benched him because they wouldn't trade him. That was the big issue. Remember at the trade deadline?
But he was playing up until then.
I don't know.
Suddenly he just, boom, he's out of the game the last time.
Maybe that was his way of getting back at him, which is pretty childish.
The NBA may have ordered him to sit because they need LeBron to make the playoffs.
He was kind of cheering LeBron on when he made that
shot. It was really weird.
Well, he's so gone from New Orleans. It's just messy.
Well, still, you expect the guy to play in an important game.
Him. Sure.
Or at least, you know, I don't know. Maybe he's on Team LeBron already.
Oh, he surely is.
Who's he going to sign with?
Probably L.A.
Oh, really?
You don't think?
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah. There was some talk at Boston, but then his dad came out. I don't know. It really becomes kind of a Kardashian-esque soap opera after a while. But I do like the fact that New Orleans fucked with L.A. pretty hard.
How'd they fuck with
him? Made my day. By acting like they were going to trade him to him, and then they absolutely had no interest in trading him to him.
I saw that.
Are you excited the MLS is back? Cool. So that's the end of soccer talk.
I didn't even know. I had no idea.
I figured you didn't.
Did anybody see, there's a story about Emily Ratajkowski today. It was about she doesn't pay rent at this New York City loft.
What?
Because of something, some rent control law, and you have to have a certificate of occupancy or something. And if you don't, they can't kick you out. And she hasn't paid rent in 2 years.
Really?
Yeah, and she owes $120,000 to this guy who owns this loft that she refuses to vacate, and she doesn't pay the rent. But anyway, as I'm reading the story, I mean, I was really sort of, that got waylaid because it said Emily Ratajkowski and her husband. It named him and had a picture of them. It was like, wait, Emily Ratajkowski has a husband? The only time I ever see her is when she's nude or half nude. Yeah. You know, she takes skanky pictures round the clock to drive her social media, I guess. And I was like, I had no idea she was married.
I think they're freshly married.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
And it sort of brought me back to the point I was talking about on the Thursday or Friday show, I think, about how it'd be kind of weird if you were, you know, with one of these Instagram stars that just skanks out every 3 hours to keep followers. And
I think that's part of the deal.
I guess so. I just don't know many guys who would like their wife being nude round the clock to keep followers you marry them.
Did you ever have a friend that wanted to show off his girl?
Oh, yeah. No, I did. I had the guy at WAF who showed me his wife nude, and it freaked me out. And Zip was laughing because he'd already seen her nude a million times. And no, I thought that was totally weird. I always think that's weird, but it never really dawned on me how many of these skanks on social media have, you know, boyfriends, fiancés, husbands, or whatever, and their whole living is based on people beating off to their wife.
I feel like you bury the lead, though. Do you know what his name is?
I read it.
Sebastian Bear McLeod. His last name's Baird, or his middle name's Bear? B-E-A-R? Is that the dumbest name?
I didn't even know who he was. I had no idea.
Yeah,
no,
it's like a filmmaker or some shit like that. But yeah, they're using the loft law to get away with really having to pay any rent whatsoever because they're struggling artists. I don't know how they're struggling. They're millionaires, but...
Yeah, they're worth like $20 million together. By the way, what is she in?
It's a loophole.
What is she known for besides being skanky?
Being nude. Being in that song that...
Is she just a model?
Lines.
Ellen Thicke.
She's not an actress?
Ellen Thicke's kid song.
Well, she has been in some movies. She was in the most recent, what's the name of that chick? Trainwreck. Amy Schumer film.
Oh, she was?
She was in I Feel Pretty.
Oh, okay. So she is an actress or she just does a movie once in a while?
No, she's a model.
She's a model, actress, influencer, hottie. I mean, that's what she is. Okay.
I want
to
say
what Christy Teigen is, by the way? Is she she on?
She was originally an SI model. Why? I don't know.
And now she does cookbooks and stuff.
Oh, okay. So she's not a skank every 3 hours skank?
No.
Okay.
No, but you can see her breastfeed if you're into that.
Oh, this chick was breastfeeding at the hotel. As I was bringing my breakfast to the table, I walked by. I'm like, wow, it looks like that girl's boob is out. Then it was, oh, there's a baby attached to it.
Mama.
And then the baby took a brief break. This is all in the course of like 3 seconds. I wasn't staring at this girl. I was while she was breastfeeding.
Yeah, here's Drew's inner monologue.
Are you going to feed him with your boob?
And the kid pulls off the boob and it's like, wow, there's a big fat boob out.
And did he look at you and say, you don't watch me while I'm eating? Go eat your own food.
No, but there was like a zillion people there. And I don't know, I haven't witnessed that in quite a while.
I drank my mommy's booby juice till I was 12 years old. Huge breast.
It was a nice tit, too.
Why she was showing it off.
I'm sorry that I thought that, but my brain went, hey, that's a nice tit, and it's out, and oh, there's a baby there.
Hey, if you were one of those fancy chefs, you'd want to see everybody that, you know, the meal that you made. She's showing off her meal that she made for me.
I wasn't complaining. I really had no gripe about it whatsoever, but...
It's weird. Sorry. Not sorry.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I did notice that...
And frankly...
when I sat down...
A bit unsanitary.
There were a lot of people staring.
Well, yeah.
Because the room was full. And first of all, there's a ton of little kids walking around. Yeah. There were just kids all over this hotel. And they weren't kind of gandering. And then I noticed that people at the tables around... We're sort of quietly talking and staring.
Did you ever hear this comment pop up from anyone? It's totally natural.
No, I did not.
Because you always hear that. It's totally natural.
Well,
it doesn't mean it doesn't make people uncomfortable.
It was a very large boob, and the nipple was also very large.
Beat up? Oh.
No, and it seemed to be really erect, too.
Well, yeah. What's they going
to
eat?
I'm just saying. To me, it was just a girl's boob hanging out.
And it was very sensitive.
I mean, I didn't really process the baby when I saw it.
No, because the baby, I'm surprised you even saw the baby, to tell you the
truth.
Seemed
to me like the baby was the excuse for having it out.
It's not really a baby. She hired the baby so everyone could see it.
I don't think we're going to be, you know, I really, honestly, I don't care. Anybody can do whatever they want with their tits. But I'm just not sure that society is responsible enough to deal with that. Sort of like social media.
Oh, God, no.
Like, everyone does not need a voice, and everyone does not need to see women breastfeeding because
No, but I thoroughly...
It. There'll be just boners directed at it.
I thoroughly love that argument of, why are you staring? This is totally natural. And the other one going, sure, but why are you doing that right here without a cover-up?
I can look at whatever I want. Yeah. It's a free country.
Yep.
Hey, it's a free country. I can look at whatever I want. I choose your boob right now because it's out.
That was always the kid.
When that kid takes a break, it's a pretty nice tit. You can get us out of here, Brandon.
That was always the kid comeback when I was little. Hey, it's a free country.
I know.
It's always the best.
We're talking about all those things that we used to say that for some reason aren't said anymore.
Hey, so sue me. Well, that was.
Are you going to make a federal case about it? That was a big one. I don't
know
why.
We didn't have that one. We always had so sue me.
Yeah, that became popular. That was later. I don't know why federal case. Like,
when more people
that
got
one.
When more people got litigious, that one took off.
Yes, it did. I remember my nephew Joey saying, like, he's probably 16 or 17, and we were having a conversation. In the course of the conversation, I said, well, I'd sue him. I was like, what's a smart-ass kid saying to sue everybody for? What's that all about?
Maybe he thought
anyone in his life, but...
Maybe you thought he had a good case.
What was the word we were talking about? Oh, bimbo? Do you ever hear the word bimbo anymore?
No. No.
And then So Deep. That was another one.
Yeah.
As Trudy
was
talking
about. Comeback.
People used to say it about guys like... Like it was a good thing. Like, oh, he's so deep. Like it was, you know.
Yeah, but maybe that.
Cool.
I think that transformed it to, he's full of shit.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. It took a while, but it got there.
I'm afraid it's coming back because people are trying to be so deep.
I know people are trying so hard to bring it back.
On social media or that Dick's podcast that we were listening to earlier.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Because honestly, that should have just been called bullshit.
Hey, we want to do the 20966 boner on the outro, Brandon.
Sure.
And I wanted to mention that Trudy will be here tomorrow after her first full shift at WLLZ.
Can't wait.
Classic Rock 106.7. Good luck to her and all the gang over there at iHeart and 106.7.
They worked hard on this, man.
WLLZ Classic Rock.
What up, Drew and Mike? What's poppin'?
Your telephone line quality blows.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
I got a buddy that was obsessed with these Asian massage parlors. His buddy and another friend of his went to one over in Canada. He's in one room, his buddy's in another, and all he hears is the old lady saying, "You take too long. You come back when you're not so drunk." As she's trying to beat him off for like 20 minutes.
Please cancel Mazda.
No.
If Mark did work out, he would be able to blow himself.
I had to sit through Bohemian Rhapsody. Holy shit, that was bad.
You butt out.
Happy Mazda Day.
Hey, Drew, talk sucked. Could you be a little more heavier on the fucking cock talk? Jesus Christ.
Cock?
And that was another derailing non sequitur by Thomas Mazaway. Brought to you by the letters A, D, D.
Can we get a little more, fuck that shit. I love that crap.
Fuck that shit.
Gotta give the Clayton Patterson comments a break. To be honest, I really don't think there are any Instagram comments. I think it's just Brandon saying what's on his mind.
Thank you to Red Shovel Studios for saving Detroit. Drew and Mike Show, No BS News, Elric, No Filter, and as a Detroiter, thank you.
I want to thank you for making me laugh. You guys don't know how much I appreciate it. Guys are the best.
I love you too that much also.
If Drew got as much shit as Maz gets on a regular basis, he would quit the show.
Yeah.
Wesley Willis, you guys brought him back. Quit playing that fucking Gaga song. It gets stuck in my head every time you play it.
In the shallow, in the shallow.
Kennedy, you guys are GoFundMe, so go ahead and support that young lady.
Did you guys see Chelsea beat Tottenham today 2-0?
Nobody cares.
Could somebody please teach Brandon how to answer the phone without hanging up on the person?
It's not my fault.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
Fucking thing sucks.
Mike was doing that cameo way longer than what cameo is today.
Hey. On him. Hey, me!
Trudy News!
Trudy News!
Hi, Drew. All the ladies of the podcast are dying to know. Are you more than 7 inches?
No.
The North Korean guy that came flying down the ramp when he knew he missed his cue. If you'll notice, the rest of the time that Kim Young was there, it was a female interpreter. And what happened to that dude? Pretty much lost his gig.
He's fired!
Possible life.
Dead at the age of who the fuck cares.
Max is way too fat. Not a true papillon.
Drew, I just seen the picture.
of your poopy dog. Unbelievable. Looks like Jabba the Mutt.
Okay, so do you know how many times I've heard Shallow on this show over the past 2 weeks? Fuck, now that song is stuck in my head. Great.
Stop it!
You could play more Tiger Woods drops. Huge. Quickly. Mark Sahauer, you suck.
You dick!
Can someone please tell Drew that it is Punchki, not Punchki?
Why do you talk that way?
Watching Studio 54, Michael Jackson's on there with his big afro. Ah!
Fire Mazzy's killing the podcast.
Damn it!
Keep it up, you guys are doing fucking fantastic. I love the podcast. Been a long time listener. All that bullshit.
Thank you for that.
All right. Peace.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Keep it moist.